Blog Talk Radio.
This is Louis Martinet, and I listen every day to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
This is Crystal Jones Bond, and we are celebrating the Year of the Woman on the Hair Radio Show.
I don't know what time it is. Look at here. It's the Hair Morning Radio Hair Show with Terry Hines. It's your boy, Smooth Black. I just want to say, thank God for this company, y'all. Y'all better be blessed. The Hair Radio Nation going to the next level, y'all. Get it, 2021. God bless.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
giving the boot for dollars and cents, and remain innocent. Pray with the ruthless attack checkers, cause all that you talking about ain't check. Step off of that, try a new approach and get smoked, because I ain't no joke.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, we have a very, very special guest with us today. He's from the world of music and writing. Mr. Matthew Knowles, I want to welcome you to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, Kerry. You know, I've been very fortunate and blessed to have done a whole lot of entrepreneurial types of ventures. And one is for 18 years, I co-owned and co-managed the number one hair salon in Houston for a number of years called Headliners Hair Salon.
Is that really? Well, we
actually published a hairstyling book, Kerry, called Hair International back in the late 80s and early 90s.
Oh, we have got to talk about that. we got to figure out how you and I should have said music and the literary world on top of everything else. But how in the world did you get from the hair industry into the music industry, or are they kind of like one and the same as a lot of folks believe?
Well, for me, you know, I was in corporate America, and Tina, my former wife. I asked her one day what was her passion, and she said her passion was doing hair and making people beautiful. And I said, why don't you go to school, and when you finish school, we'll open a hair salon. And that's what we did. And that hair salon, we used one of the principles that I had learned, because I was selling diagnostic imaging to the medical. And I kind of use, when you go to a doctor's office, they ask you, you know, fill out all these forms, you know, why are you here, tell us your history, and then the nurse comes and take you to the room, and then she weighs you and takes your temperature and asks you why you're there and do your blood pressure. And then a doctor comes and he looks at that on the door before he walks in. He looks at your patient history and why you're there, what your vitals are. And he's made a decision right there what you need. He comes see you. And then when he finishes, which is the quickest part of it, is when you see the doctor, he leaves and then he writes a prescription. And I use that same concept in our hair salon, exactly, having many assistants. The stylist never left the chair, and I felt it was malpractice if a licensed cosmetologist did not continue and complete the service. And that service is home products for the customer, and so maintenance, home maintenance.
Like
that was our philosophy at Headliners.
Wow. Well, first of all, thank you for sharing that, and you helped to add a whole different layer to this today, and we're so excited about it. Thank you very, very much. Now, I have to say, along the line, so the music, how did you get into producing music? I understand that you had, I call it that whole passion for excellence and working for others and so forth and having that entrepreneurial mindset. But is that what kind of led you into music? How did you get into the production of music and that whole aspect?
Well, the production of it, that's as an executive producer, you oversee everything from the studio, the travel, all of the paperwork that's involved. And also, occasionally, I had the opportunity to co-write Survivor and a couple of other songs with Destiny's Child, and you get into just over time I've been in the field over 24 years now, and you pick up every aspect of it, and if you're passionate and you love it, then you want to learn every aspect of it, and that's what passion does. And that's my new book, DNA of Achievers. The 10 traits. The first one is passion. Are people doing, who's listening right now, are they doing what they're passionate about? Are they doing it for money? It's a big difference.
Well, let's talk about the DNA of Achievers and the 10 traits. We're not going to give all the traits because I'm going to do like Barbara Walters. We learn from the best. Don't give the top trait just yet. We're going to save that for the book. We want you to pick up this book. It's the DNA of Achievers. Now, the 10 traits of highly successful professionals. You mentioned passion. What are some of the, how do folks recognize their passion? We do tell them that. We tell everyone, pursue your passion. But how do you know what your passion is? You have any tips for that?
It's a very simple step. What is that one thing? And the key word here, Carrie, is one thing. It's a mistake most people make is they all over the place. They love this. They love hair. They love fashion. They love makeup. They love da-da-da. That one thing that you become really, really good and maybe even become great if you focused. So what is that one thing that energizes you, excites you, that you go to bed at night thinking about, wake up in the morning, can't wait to do it? And sometimes it's something that nobody even knows because you're embarrassed or ashamed to say, this is really my passion. And I tell everybody, I don't care what that one thing is, if you strive towards getting that one thing right, it will change your life, because if you are passionate about something, then it coexists with work ethics. Because when you are passionate, you don't work. You have fun all day doing what you love. That's why I really focus in on passion. What is that one thing that you just excites you? You could just go running out the door right now because it gives you that much joy and fulfillment inside.
We love that. Now, I do have to ask you, what's that one passion thing for you, Matthew Knowles?
Educate and motivate in the areas of entrepreneurship and music business. I've done it all my life, educate and motivate.
Wow. Well, I have to just let everybody know, You know, you launched one of the most successful, I think it is the top successful female group of all time, you know, Destiny's Child, and award-winning, and you've just done so much. And we're just trying to find out what is it that has created this inside of you. I think that this book, The DNA of Achievers, will tell us a little bit about that. I really do. I know that passion is one of the, you know, the first traits that you mentioned. But what are some of the other traits that we should really look out for in the DNA of Achievers?
Well, I talk briefly about work ethics because they coexist. You can't have one without the other. You can't have work ethics unless you're passionate about something. And because if you're not passionate, you don't want to. You know, you hate doing it. You know, how many people wake up and hate going to work every day?
Well, that's kind of like majority of the folks. I think it's very few. God
bless them.
God
bless them because I've been very fortunate. Seldom. I have, you know, my early days, Goodyear, when I used to work at Goodyear in the summer when I was a young teenager. I was determined to do the job, but I didn't like it. Didn't love it. I was determined, but, you know, it's a certain joy you get of waking up and going to do what you love. Yesterday, I started at 7 o'clock, Carrie, and I in the morning. I finished at 11 o'clock last night. And I work normally 7 days a week. I go to the office on the weekends or do a ton of emails. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yes.
I love what I'm doing right now, talking to you. I love it.
Oh, thank you, Matthew. That is really, I have to tell you something. We are very honored to have you on the show. And something like this is so critical and important. But I have to go back a little bit. I actually love what you wrote because I kind of live by this myself. You know, back when you were working in, I call it like for corporate kind of, you were doing like the sales and, you know, that to me sounds like project management. And when you have so much that you're in charge of and all of that, and you were so successful, even in sales. And I say, it just reminds me of myself. I think when you are doing something, like you said, that you are passionate about, even if you're working for others and you're really happy about what you're doing, you know, it's automatically like a success, so to speak. And I just think that you don't necessarily always have to be an entrepreneur. If that's not what you know, in your spirit to do or whatever the case may be, but if you do whatever it is that you're supposed to do and you're passionate about and you love it, you know, you can make it into a success and you can feel that success. And I think this was, you know, so I read that line and I thought it was outstanding, you know, when you were working for the other company and, you know, you felt like an entrepreneur is what I'm driving at.
No. Carrie, I teach, one of the courses I teach at Texas Southern University is entrepreneurship in the School of Business.
Mm.
And the first thing that I teach, Gary, is the biggest mistake and error that I think we make is we think we get confused entrepreneurship and owning a business. They are two different things. Entrepreneurship is a belief. It's a belief. It's a certain makeup. It's like a DNA. It's people that take risk. It's people that are highly energized. It's people that come up with ideas. That's entrepreneurship. There's a lot of people that own businesses that are
not
business owners. They're not entrepreneurs. That's a lot of people that work for other people and are employees, but they are entrepreneurs in how they think, in a day operate. So please don't get that confused.
Okay, that is a very good point and something that I absolutely need to bear in mind as well. Now, I have to say, and we're gonna definitely get on with some of these wonderful traits. We're going to talk a little bit more about the DNA of Achievers. But, folks, if you've just joined me, you are listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, and today we have a very special guest coming to us. It's Mr. Matthew Knowles. Now, he has written a new book called The DNA of Achievers, and it's 10 traits of highly successful professionals. So this is something that we're going to definitely talk a little bit more about. But also, Matthew, I want to get into some of your current projects. some of the things that you're working on these days and some of the plans that you have.
Well, Carrie, my passion has always been, even as a sales rep, when we truly think about what a salesperson do, they educate somebody on the product that they're selling, and
right.
they motivate them to buy it. And
right.
so what I've been doing most of my life is my passion, educating and motivating, and I'm doing that right now. I'm doing a number of seminars around the country. November the 14th, I'm in Macon, Georgia. November the 15th, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, a seminar that's called The Entertainment Industry, How Do I Get In? And these seminars are all-day seminar, and they're for recording artists, singers, managers, producers, songwriters, videographers, choreographers, hairstylists. How about
wow.
that? Why would a hairstylist want to go to one of these conventions, seminars? Because it's 300 people in a room, and they all, most of them want to get in the entertainment industry, and some of them hopefully will be successful. And guess what?
Love it.
They're
going to
need
love
a hairstylist.
It. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, tell us more. So this seminar, the ones that are coming up around the 14th and 15th of November, how do we get involved with that?
You can go to eventbrite.com.
Repeat that one more time.
Com, Gary.
Okay.
Eventbrite.com. Again,
uh-huh.
that's the entertainment industry. How do I get in? You know what, Carrie? I have to tell you, man, you reminded me, out of all the seminars, I mean, all of the interviews I've done on the DNA of Achievers,
yes.
I've never, and out of all the things I've talked about, the clothing line, Darion, House of Darion, you know, headliners and Hair International, I seldom talk about, and I did that 18 years. Did you know, and for folks listening, they probably remember in the 90s, that oversized hairstyling book, we had 3 volumes of it. One day,
really?
Carrie, I had to make the decision if I was going to be in the hair publishing book business or be in the music business. And I had to make that decision. It was I remember the day I had to decide. And
wow.
I had an office, and on the door it said Hair International Publication, and on the door it said Music World Entertainment. And
wow.
I had to make that decision. I used to go all over the country to all of those hair shows. And
oh,
I had,
to Bronner Brothers and all those big hair shows and all of that.
Brothers, all of them. I had manuals. I was educating back then. I had a manual called How to Open Your Own Hair Salon. I had an educational manual.
I feel like
called
I'm talking to someone that is amazing.
I had a manual called How to Build a Client Base, and then I
wow.
had an appointment book that I created. And so some
wow.
folks that are listening remember that Hair International publication.
So you should feel at home here at Hair Radio. That's exactly the kinds of wonderful things that we do and bring to the, you know, to the beauty world. So I love it. I love it, and I can't wait. I want any of those copies that you have lying around, you let us know. We're happy to see them. And if you ever decide to, you know, to add on to this wonderful book that you have out now, again, The DNA of Achievers, and you decide to do something in the hair and beauty way, you make sure and look us up at Hair Radio. We would love to speak to you about that.
I guarantee you, Carrie, I guarantee your listeners, they pick up that book, and they can go right now to Amazon or Apple and get the ebook. The hardback will be in stores in the next 30 days, but I guarantee you, I give you money back if
wow.
after you read that book, The DNA of Achievers, and after every chapter, there's a work exercise. I actually, you know, that college professor comes out. I promise you, buy that book and you'll become better at what you're doing in the hair industry. Again, I did the industry for 18 years. And
wow.
Our first $1 million, Carrie, was made in 1984 in Houston, Texas, with Headliners Hair Salon.
And that was before you, you know, we got to know you in the record producing world.
1984, Carrie. 1984.
Wow. That is absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And that's headlining.
Who
wow.
knew we were going to be talking about this, man?
We did. Well, you know what? This is just amazing. And I'm just blown away. I really am. But I have to ask you, there was one of the traits that I saw, and I said, well, hold it, I have got to ask Matthew about this. Not that I want to talk about learning from your failure, too, because I believe in that, but I want to ask you what's your take on it. But what does talk-to-do ratio mean? I couldn't figure that out. What is talk-to-do ratio? And then I want to get into more of this. But what's talk-to-do
well,
ratio?
Carrie, you're in the industry that there's quite a bit of that, just like in the music industry, that people just talk about what they're going to do, the follow-up. They have an idea, they're going to follow up, or they're going to meet with you, or they're going to call you, and they're going to, and then you never hear from them.
Right.
You never
right.
hear a word from them.
Right.
And those two professions really do a lot of talk to do. And so it's measuring, Carrie, the percentage of what we say we're going to do versus what we end up doing.
That's
what
the
it
execution.
Is, measuring what we say we're going to do versus the percentage of the time we actually do what we say we're going to do.
Wow.
And you find that successful people, if they say they're going to do something, you know, we had an interview at a certain time. You were there waiting. I was there 3 minutes before the time, not after the time we said. We both were there like we said we were going to do.
That's right.
That's talk-to-do ratio, high percentage of doing what we say we're going to do. It's as simple
wow.
as that.
I love it. And, of course, one of the biggest lessons, and I want to certainly say some for the folks who pick up this book called The DNA of Achievers, but it's the learning from failure. We cannot not talk about that. How, Matthew, what do you say to folks who need to learn from their failure, or how do you learn from your failure? That's first.
Well, we all, Carrie, we're going to have failures. We're going to make mistakes. When we take risk, sometimes we make mistakes. Just in life's own terms, we make mistakes and we have failures. But I basically like to keep life real simple. In this book, I try to keep it real simple, and I try to keep it real. I keep it real. And, you know, often we don't realize that mistakes are a reason and an opportunity for us to even become better, better at what we do, better as people. So it's an opportunity, but not a reason to quit. I like to say that mistakes and failures are an opportunity to grow, not a reason to quit. And if we haven't walked through some things, we can't grow. I could never tell you how to be the best, I don't know, pilot, airplane pilot. If maybe you had never tried to fly a plane, and maybe during your training, maybe you learned some things the hard way, that maybe you don't ever want to do it that way. Maybe you don't want to fly into a storm. Maybe that ride got so bumpy and got so scary that you thought it was going to crash. And so you learn, hey, if there's a storm, I'm not going to fly in it. I had that one experience. It taught me I don't want to do that. And so we have to walk through this stuff sometimes. And we have to grow from it. But what I find is a lot of people, they're almost there, Carrie, of being successful.
Yes.
They make a mistake or have a failure, and then they quit. They quit
but
right
there,
before it's going to happen.
Right before. But you've always heard that, too, I'm sure, where they say, oh, you was just about to make it, and then, you know, you have a big, like, it always seems like some catastrophe happens or something really, like, I don't know, some folks say it's a test, that if you make it through that, then you'll be successful. It's a challenge sometimes. I have to actually say, being an entrepreneur myself, it can feel like a challenge sometimes. So you know, this is really nice. I appreciate you creating a book like this.
Look, Carrie, it is a challenge, but I have such a different approach. When it gets tough, that's when I gear up. That's when I'm ready.
That's when you get real.
Like I put my foot on the gas when there's trouble. I don't like let up and say, oh, and start feeling sorry for myself.
Right, and start,
you know, poor pity me. That's not what successful people do, man.
That's right.
They said, okay, only person who's going to help me get through this is me and some good people around me that I can trust and believe in, and I'm going to get through it. First, you got to believe it.
Wow. This is amazing. You have to believe. I guess it goes back to, you know, like you said, the passion and the work ethics, but there is one other element that we probably have to at least address, and that's the vision. You got to be someone who can actually see it, I think.
And that vision is just, again, I like to keep it simple. It's having an idea and thinking the idea all the way through to execution of the idea that it becomes a real product. And so most people have vision, and the mistake that we often make is we go running out, we have this idea, and we go running out before we thought it all the way through, and we ask a friend or someone who we think is a friend, and we say, hey, what do you think about this? And they're like, oh, man, that ain't going to ever work. Well, maybe you should think it all the way through. And so when you go to your friend, you don't ask them what they think. You say to your friend, you know what, friend, I need you to, this is my idea. I need you to invest $100 in this idea. Not I'm going to ask you what you think about it, because I'm going to explain it all the way through. And I'm not asking your opinion. I'm asking for your help versus your opinion. That's what a true visionary does.
Wow. I love it. Now, folks, if you've just joined us, you are listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Our very, very special guest today, Mr. Matthew Knowles. Now, you guys know him. He's an award-winning executive producer in the music world, and he's also an author of this new book called The DNA of Achievers, 10 Traits of Highly Successful Professionals. Now, we did not indicate number one yet. We're not going to give number one. I don't want to give that over the air, Matthew. We want folks to go and certainly order this book. As you said, you can get it from Amazon. We just want to promote it and put it out there. It's something that obviously, especially our fan base, our wonderful listeners of the Hair Radio Morning Show, are very much entrepreneurs and would be able to gain something from this. So this is very, very exciting. Hey, I just want to turn back to music for one quick moment. I have one of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, when they found out you were coming to the show, they wrote in and they sent a question. And they said, and I thought it was very interesting because I don't think I would have thought of this, but have you ever, Matthew, thought of putting together a boy band or a male group or a male version of it? What do you say to something like that?
Well, you know, I'm working with a girl group. It just seems as though my magic is with girl groups. I was fortunate to work with Trinity 5-7 and Gospel, and they, similar to Destiny's Child and pop and R&B and Gospel, Trinity 5-7 is the number one selling female trio of all time in Gospel. And so I have a female trio that I'm working with in hip-hop, two rappers and a female vocalist. Their name is Blush Music. I have to put emphasis on Blush because it's spelled BLUSHHH.
All right.
And you will hear about these young ladies very, very soon in the next 3 to 5 months. And so that's what I'm working with. I had worked once with a boy band, but it's a different set of dynamics.
It's a whole different set.
I love the imaging part also that happens on the female side, and the approach for marketing is a lot different. And so I enjoy that. It's the most difficult of all is working with a female group because you have a lot of psychological dynamics that falls into play, as well as the imaging, as well as the music matching. And so that's a challenge, and I love challenges. So I enjoy that.
Well, it sounds like you can tie the success of something like that, and especially your projects, back to something like wonderful traits.
But, Terry, I want to thank you. You know, I want to thank you. I really hadn't talked about the hair industry. And
I'm blushing here.
Angelo, and, you know, those guys set up this interview because I seldom do I talk about. There were some great years, some fun years owning that hair salon. And then one day we called a meeting. Tina called a meeting, and no one knew what she was going to do. 18 years into the business, and one stylist who was an assistant for like 2 or 3 years, maybe even more, and he was not, you know, he wasn't gifted with the skill of being a hairstylist. He had to develop and work on it, and he came to work early, and he stayed late, and she called this meeting. And he had been with the company 10 years, and she gave him Headliner's Hair Salon in Houston. And there wasn't a dry eye in the house, in the room, when she gave this stylist the business, because he was dedicated. He was passionate, and he came early. And, he stayed late, and those are the formulas of greatness, people who come early and stay late. And she rewarded him for that. But I have to run. I see they're knocking on the door, and
well,
I got to get going, man.
I just want to say thank you. I was so wrapped with that story. That's a great story. Listen, Matthew, thank you so much for being with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I do appreciate it. We have to pick up this book, The DNA of Achievers, and we'll stay in touch, and we want you to come back one day and bring us one of
those. I would love to do that. Thank you so much, and have a great day. Bye.
You too.
The natural hair care and maintenance training being brought to you by Complete Beauty Solutions, where cosmetology meets healthy naturalism and everything in between. Now offering our half-off introductory special all summer long. So log on to cbeautysolutions.com to sign up. That's C, like complete, then beautysolutions.com. We'll also be on the #1 hair radio show, so don't miss out.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
I'd like to take a moment or two to tell you about a few amazing companies that really help us to literally get on the air. I want to invite you to find out more about ChairWatch. ChairWatch.com is an amazing mobile platform that allows for you to book your appointment. So it's great for your clients. It's a very easy platform to use. Again, it's ChairWatch, like it sounds, .com. Also, TracyBeautySupply.com. Tracy Beauty Supply is an online store which has all kinds of hair needs. Please, she spells Tracy T-R-A-C-Y. Again, it's TracyBeautySupply.com. HealAndGo.com. H-E-A-L-N-G-O. Just HealAndGo.com. And what I love about HealAndGo.com, they are an online store that have products that are amazing and very natural. So please check out healingo.com, literally. Smooth Black Ink. What can I say about Troy Ballard? You guys know he's with us on Wednesdays at 8:30 Eastern Time, live all the way from California. He comes on and gives us great inspirational talk, amazing hair talk. And so we are happy to acknowledge his own business, which is, again, Smooth Black Ink, featuring the amazing Troy Ballard. Real happy about that. StimulatingRoots.com, R-U-T-Z. That's how she spells it, StimulatingRoots.com. A wonderful hair growth system. So please, please, please take a moment, look it up, and shouting out the amazing folks there. Rugged Evolution Beard Care, also known as RuggedEvo.com. That's their website, RuggedEvo.com. So you can go there, find out their entire line of amazing products. Also, FixYourFeet.com. Got to say shout out to the amazing Dr. Ragland and her wonderful company. She's a podiatrist and just does an amazing, amazing work in two locations. Please go to FixYourFeet.com. She's pretty much Fix Your Feet across several different platforms. And we're also happy to welcome our amazing new, I guess our new newest folks on board with us. They have a couple of things going on. First, we have Complete Beauty Solutions. Complete Beauty Solutions sounds just like it. It's just what it is. They have everything you can imagine in beauty, and their website is C Beauty Solutions. C like complete. Complete Beauty Solutions. So again, C Beauty Solutions. com. Very, very happy. And again, the newest new folks that we're welcoming to our family, they have the allnaturalcorner.com, the All Natural Corner. Amazing. They actually have a physical location in New Jersey. We're just so excited. They have the All Natural Corner as well as La Luz Vegan Cafe. So you might hear either of those commercials playing right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Listen, folks, we want you to check out these amazing companies. They really are doing great, great work. And don't forget about our very own product that we are so happy to put out there onto the world. It's called Grip and Dip, and it's so that you don't have to put the hair grease on the back of your wrist like the braiders do and all of that. You can use this wonderful thing that kind of looks like a watch and hold the hair grease instead of putting it on your skin. So listen, go to hairradio.com to find out more about these folks and listen to their commercials right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Blame it on my juice. Blame it on my juice. Yeah, 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 yeah. Blame it on.
listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and we have a very special guest with us today. Her name is Dr. Praneet James, and Dr. James, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Well, thank you, Carrie, for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure. Now, you are a trichologist. Why don't you start, tell our listeners out there, what exactly is a trichologist?
Well, Carrie, that's a great question. Trichologist is someone who has studied the science of hair. So I work very closely with clients that are suffering from various hair and scalp disorders, hair loss, or just in general trying to get the hair to a healthy state.
Okay. Well, we're gonna really go in that, kind of talk about that a little bit more in just a few minutes. We have a lot of folks out there who are experiencing what appears to be like hair loss or experiencing hair loss. We might as well just say it. And I think that we'll be able to kind of shed some light on some things and kind of be able to point them in the right direction in terms of seeking treatment or seeking help. Now, listen, in full disclosure, Dr. James, I have to say to all of the fans of the Hair Radio Show and those who've already purchased How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, you are featured in this great book, so by yours truly. So I want to thank you for that and just point it out to everybody that in addition to this wonderful opportunity we have to talk to you today, that they can always pick up the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book because you bring the hair talk and they can read it word for word in this book. So I just want to mention that, get that out of the way a bit. Now, Dr. James, you were just telling us in terms of what trichology is. Let's just go back a little bit. Tell the folks where you're from and where you operate from.
I am originally from Norfolk, Virginia. I currently stay about 30 minutes away from Norfolk in the beautiful city of Virginia Beach, Virginia, where I also operate my salon, natural hair salon and clinic, which is known as Fruit of the Spirit Hair Care Studio and Clinic.
All right. Well, we're going to be checking back with you on that throughout the broadcast. I'm going to remind all the folks out there, keep reminding everybody about this wonderful place that you have so when they're in the area, they can check it out. Now, let us delve into this wonderful world of trichology. You see a lot of folks who have, in their opinion, experienced hair loss. But let's flip it. What do you think, what is the most common type of issue that you treat there in your shop in the way of hair loss?
That's a great question, Carrie. There are so many different variations of different conditions that I treat. For the most part, I find that a lot of women are coming into the clinic with traction alopecia. Traction alopecia is just one of the different variations of alopecia. There are so many. But what traction alopecia is wherein the client has or the actual stylist who rendered the service has caused trauma to the hair follicle. And in some instances, it can be reversed if it's caught, you know, early enough or, they're seeing the early signs. However, if they wait too long, then the follicles can become dormant, whereas, you know, it's not reversible. So that is the that's the number one. And then, you know, I'm seeing androgenetic alopecia, where it's, you know, it's from the genetics. It's, in, you know, hereditary. And then I'm seeing a lot of seborrheic dermatitis, wherein that can also lead, you know, to hair loss or thinning around the hairline if it's not treated. So, again, there's so many different variations, but pretty much those are the number one types that I'm seeing.
Okay, well, in talking about it a bit, especially the traction alopecia, is that the one that's identified most with, like, the tight braids and the pulling from the scalp for the tight ponytail type things? Tell us a little bit. What are some of the that in your experience, some of the common styles that seem to contribute to traction alopecia or could lead to it?
The type of styling that could lead to traction alopecia, of course, is the weaving, the tight braids, chemical damage, you know, overprocessing of chemical relaxers, which can also cause scarring alopecia, wherein, you know, in most instances, the hair will not grow back. But for the most part, it's the tight braids, glue, which is definitely a no-no. I wouldn't advise anyone to do the glue-ins, even with the so-called protective methods or taking precautionary measures, you still can cause, you know, damage to the follicle itself.
Mm.
So those now, are yes. Pretty much the contributing factors.
Those are okay. Now, I've heard a lot of folks say that they feel like it that there's nothing they can do. You know, and I'm understanding that there are some treatments you yourself just mentioned that if, in some cases, if it's caught early, it can possibly be reversed. What can someone do? What are the steps they should take in terms of first identifying this and then what possibly could they do to minimize this or to reverse this, if you will?
They need to see a trichologist right away when they're experiencing the early signs, like, say, for instance, they're experiencing excessive hair breakage or they had a chemical service rendered and they, you know, a bald spot occurs or they're undergoing a tremendous amount of stress, which is also, which can also lead to alopecia areata, which I didn't tap or touch on.
Right.
Alopecia areata can be caused by traumatic or chronic stress. Traumatic, of course, is something that happens unexpected, death in the family, loss of job, et cetera, that can contribute to traumatic stress, which, of course, can cause alopecia areata, wherein they may experience one mosaic circular spot in the head. If it goes untreated, then, of course, it spreads, you know, over the head, and it can go into alopecia totalis, where they lose all of the hair and eyebrows, et cetera. And then if it goes untreated, then it can actually go into alopecia universalis, wherein they lose all body hair. Of course, that is an autoimmune type
right,
issue,
right.
Which of course, can be targeted with health as well.
Now, the areata, isn't that the one that can possibly, you know, your hair can start to grow back after, you know, maybe the stress is, you know, alleviated in some way? Is that possible?
Absolutely. Yes. It normally takes about 3 to 6 months. You know, if the hair is going to grow back, that's the norm, anywhere between 3 to 6 months with treatments. But that is also a major. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm listening to you. Go right ahead.
No, I was just saying that is definitely another major issue that comes into the clinic, the alopecia areata.
Wow. Now, in your clinic, do you treat majority women or men, or is it about even? Do you find that these types of issues are about even?
I would say men are about 20 years ahead. In the hair loss industry, whether, you know, they're receiving hair replacement treatments, et cetera. But a lot of women are coming out more so now than ever before. But to answer your question, Carrie, I treat approximately about 70% women and 30% men or males.
But tell us a
males
little bit
are very
about
secretive. Mm-hmm. Males are very secretive. You know, they're not like us women wherein we, you know, we like to talk about it in a group, et cetera. They, you know, the males, they like to be very, this is a very private issue for them, and they don't really have a support group like the women, you know, do. But for the most part, like I said, I do treat both.
Okay, because I kind of can understand what you mean, because if I could just get away, throw a wig on, and nobody would know it's a wig. I'm out the door. I'm stepping on. And that's kind of how I, you know. So in terms of treatment, yeah, and you know, being a guy, I guess, you know, that's very possible where we would look at it differently. But I do want to ask about that. You said that, you know, with the men, we're 20 years ahead. What exactly did you mean by that? I'm not sure if I was clear on that.
Well, with the males, you know, with the hair replacement, like Hair Club for men and women, you know, et cetera, they actually, you know, took part in the hair replacement units prior to the women. They do like the toupees and the, you know, the hair.
Right.
Of course, they've got a little bit more modern today, but they were actually the ones that started, you know, wearing the hair replacement units or pieces, which is something also that I offer to as a solution to take care of my patients or clients that are suffering from hair loss, to take care of their appearance while they're in the midst of treatment.
Okay. Do they still call it like the prosthesis items
cranial
and all
prosthesis.
Of that?
Yes, yes, cranial
okay.
prosthesis or prosthetics, yes.
Okay, wow. This is a vast subject. First of all, folks, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and today's guest is renowned trichologist, Dr. Praneet James. And I'm so excited to have her with us. And you've been a longtime supporter of the Hair Radio Show, as we pointed out earlier. And we're just very excited to have you with us. And you are the go-to person. You are the go-to trichologist. And just a wonderful stylist. Now, you're a natural hair stylist. So you run the whole gamut. Tell our listeners some of the other things that you do at your salon, some of the other services, I should say.
Sure. As I mentioned earlier, of course, I am the trichologist, but also I am the I'm an all natural focused stylist, meaning that we do not render chemicals within the salon, with the exception of color, but as for relaxers or permanent waving, et cetera, we do not render those type of services. However, whether the client is wanting to wear the hair kinky, coily, or smooth, frizz-free, flowing hair, we are able to achieve those options with chemical-free solutions. So we do provide alternatives to our clients to, of course, maintain the optimal health of the hair.
Okay, and speaking of optimal health of the hair, do you find that a lot of the clients nowadays are coming in with their whole attitude is about what can they do to keep their hair healthy or to get their hair healthy, and then what steps they need to do to keep their hair healthy? And maybe seeing you as that great first step, but what have you noticed at the salon?
Absolutely. A lot of the consumers are coming in, especially naturalists. They're coming in. They're wanting to know what products they can use on their hair, what supplements they can take to maintain healthy hair, et cetera. My approach is a multi-therapy approach. I work inside out. So healthy hair starts within, and it works its way out. So a lot of times clients that are coming in have a lot of nutritional deficiencies, which, of course, reflect in the hair. So let's say, for instance, someone comes in, they have an issue in their, you know, of course, our body, we have 10 different body systems. So a lot of times the women that are coming in, their issues are with their glandular system. That's the system that houses our adrenal glands. That's the system that helps us to deal with stress, menopausal issues, thyroid issues. All of that stems from that particular body system. So, again, back to health, a lot of times it's just a matter of being placed on a customized regimen in order to, you know, achieve the optimum health of the hair. Then, of course, the products, using the correct products in the hair. A lot of times they're using this product, they're using that, and they're actually product junkies. At my salon, I require, before any services are rendered, I do require a consultation to be rendered. It's not a 10-minute or a 5-minute consultation. It's actually 45 minutes to an hour where I meet one-on-one with the potential consumer that comes in. I meet with them one-on-one. We address the goals that they desire for their hair. And this is just a more so a basic consultation targeting healthy hair and natural hair. So we discuss their goals that they desire for their hair. Then I conduct a basic hair and scalp analysis to determine how those goals will be achieved. Then I identify their curl type, which is very important in determining what products will work best on their hair to enhance their curl pattern. So, again, they're not becoming a product junkie, or, of course, we can better suit their needs. Then we address the various styling options only based or based upon the condition of their hair, the looks they're opting for, and I also go over an at-home maintenance regimen to follow. So a lot of times, you know, whether the client wants to be salon dependent or they want to take care of their hair at home, my right. number one goal is to make sure that they understand how to maintain the health of the hair. So if I have someone come, you know, a naturalista that comes in where they just want to know what type of products to use in their hair, I don't just sell them the products. I make sure that we do a tutorial. They know step one, step two, step three. I write them out a customized prescription on how to use the products. A lot of times, you know, you have to mix parts, et cetera, and the regimen is specifically designed for the individual. There is no one particular treatment or product that's going to work 100% across the board for each client. So that's why I recommend the consultation. So therefore, everybody's on the same page and we're moving in, you know, in the right direction.
What you say about the products, I mean, that just seems to be key. When we look at television, we are, you know, constantly seeing so many different new items on the market to treat hair loss. What's your take on it? And why do we see so much and nothing seems to really be effective in terms of what we see on TV?
Of course, you know, every time you turn around, like you said, you're seeing this product come out, this product, et cetera. Again, back to knowing exactly what the issues are, will pretty much determine what is needed for that particular individual. Like I said, there is no one-size-fit-all.
No, there isn't.
I highly recommend, you know, them coming in. If they're not in my area, if they're having hair loss issues, et cetera, they need to seek a trichologist. So therefore they know exactly what the issue is versus treating the symptom, they can get to the source of what's going on. Because if they don't target this, what's going on, the actual problem itself at hand, then they're going to spin their wheels. If this product doesn't work, let me try this. Somebody said this is working and nothing is working. So they're wasting their money and their time, versus just, you know, going to seek professional consultation, and again, determining what's going to work best for them as an individual.
I see. Wow. Well, folks, again, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I want to take a moment to just thank Dr. Praneet James for being with us today. Dr. James, again, welcome to Hair Radio, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm really enjoying myself talking about what I love.
Well,
I can
actually so
go on and on and on. I don't think you have enough time
well,
for me
okay.
today.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We've got 3 full hours here at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, wow.
And if you need more, we'll look into that.
Okay.
Speaking of which, actually, you bring up a very good point, because even following this interview today, folks can still read a whole lot more of what you have to say about hair care in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. So I'm very excited because you were kind enough to make a contribution to us and in the way of some wonderful hair ideas and some, you know, hair loss prevention ideas and so forth. And we really, really appreciate that. In fact, you mentioned something, and maybe you can help us to get to understand this, those of us who are novices. And we're not stylists, but what exactly in terms of not identifying the curl pattern, but the classification, the 4C, the this, the that, what does that mean? You know what
okay.
I mean in terms of, the different classes. Is there a way that you can explain that so we at least have some kind of idea and we can take it from there?
Oh, absolutely. For the most part, the curl classifications or curl types, again, are determined, or the products that you're using in your hair are determined by your curl type or your curl classification. And also how much heat is used on the hair, et cetera. You'll find that your looser curl pattern or wavy patterns will fall below the 3 or the earlier 3, 2, and 1 curl types. You'll find that your tighter curl types will be in the 4 category. You have your 4A, which is more so prone to frizz. That's more of a coily, curly type curl pattern. And then, of course, you have your 4B, and then, of course, your 4C, which will be more your zigzag, which is the tightest on the charting. So, again, knowing your curl type will definitely take a lot of guesswork out of what products work best on your hair, what shampoos and conditioners, styling aids, all of that. And speaking of shampoos and conditioners, let me kind of tap on that as well.
Sure.
I find that I travel all over the country and do the different natural hair shows, and a lot of times I'm finding that the naturalistas, they're quick to pick up the styling product but forget all about the foundation, all right? The foundation definitely has to be addressed properly prior to coming in with styling aids. Of course, that has a lot to deal with your porosity and your elasticity, and just to kind of tap on that, that means a lot as well when you're determining what products work in your hair, what you need to use for your hair, et cetera. The porosity is the ability for the hair to hold absorb moisture or product. And then, of course, the elasticity is the ability for the hair to stretch and return to its natural state without popping or shedding. So it's good to actually have those two tests rendered as well before you actually determine what products will work best in your hair. And that should be something addressed in a consultation when you go visit your local stylist, or you're considering going natural, or you're completely natural. Now back to the foundational products. Your foundational products should always consist of a clarifying shampoo. I hear a lot about co-washing, and I'll get to that in a moment.
Right, yes.
You should always have a clarifying shampoo, and I think the fear with a lot of the consumers that are natural, they don't want to properly cleanse their hair or completely submerge their hair in shampoo because they are afraid of the hair drying out or becoming really
right.
tangly, et cetera. But if you have the proper balance regimen, meaning that your hair, once you finish styling your hair or applying your styling products, your hair should be at a pH balance of 4.5 to 5.5. The scale runs from 1 to 14, and each product that you apply to your hair has a certain pH level. If you don't know it, know what the pH of each product you're using in your hair and how to determine that. You're going to be spinning your wheels. So back to your shampoo, you should always come in with a clarifying shampoo first. Clarifying shampoos will come in and remove any and everything that has deposited onto the hair shaft, oils, dirt, debris, minerals, some sweat. That deposit on the shaft make the hair very dry and brittle. Medications, if they, you know, go swimming, it takes everything out. And then your second shampoo should be determined upon your finished look. So if they're wanting to wear their hair curly or coily, they should be using a moisturizing shampoo that's geared towards texture. If they're wanting to smooth their hair, do a steam press or a silk press, then they need to be using a smoothing shampoo that's also a moisturizing shampoo designed for smoothing the hair, because those type of shampoos contain kyanic polymers. Kyanic polymers is a smoothing complex that prepares the hair for heat. It actually smooths the cuticle layer, so it makes the hair, it makes it more easier for the stylist or the consumer to actually go in with heat and smooth the hair. If they're using a shampoo that's geared towards curly, they're going to find that their silk press is not going to last as long. It's going to be a little bit more challenging to go in and smooth the hair. And then, of course, it doesn't have the heat protectants or the humidity blockers built in. And then they should be rotating their conditioning regimen. The hair is just like the body, so if they constantly use the same conditioners, eventually the hair will not respond. And this is just general. And once you build that foundation coming in with the proper shampoo and conditioning regimen, now, of course, your shampoos and conditioners should be sulfate-free. A lot of times, that's general. However, if they're experiencing any type of hair or scalp disorders, dry scalp, seborrheic dermatitis, eczema, psoriasis, they shouldn't be using any shampoos that contain SLS, which is sodium lauryl sulfate. And you'll find that a lot of the shampoos that state they're sulfate-free, they'll still have the SLS built in, which is very mild. A milder form of sulfate. And what sulfate is, it's just like you use a dish detergent in your hair. Sulfate
That's
actually
right.
goes in and it strips the hair, makes the hair very dry. But as for the conditioners, again, rotating the conditioners, they should be using a protein and moisturizing treatment. However, too much protein can snap the hair, too little can as well, so they do want to make sure that both contents are properly balanced. And any other specifics that they may need, if they're suffering from hair loss, then, of course, there are treatment shampoos that are on the market that will cater to the hair loss. If their hair is very dry or porous, et cetera. Go ahead, Carrie. Sorry.
And no, I just wanted to jump in. No, I love this. I wanted to just say it seems to me that a lot of this would there's no way that just a person on the street would kind of know these things. So how do they find a trichologist? I mean, does every hairstylist know all of this? Or do you work with their stylist? What's the role of the trichologist in terms of how do you connect with the person? How does the person connect with you? How do they find you? And then what would you suggest that they do to even connect with a trichologist to begin with? Because it seems to me that they need to work with, that they have to, it's an education process as well, it sounds like to me.
Oh, absolutely. It's tons of education is ongoing. You know, the industry is constantly changing, just like just with hair in general, it constantly changes. But my advice for someone that is looking to become a trichologist, I would recommend them.
Oh, no, looking to connect with one.
I misunderstood your question. Okay, internet searching, like in my area, if they type in trichologist, I pop up. I'm the only trichologist within, the Hampton Roads area. The closest near me is in the DMV, which is in your northern Virginia area. Trichologists are very rare. I am creating a program where I'm working with stylists or cosmetologists, providing them with a referral fee for referring to clients that are suffering from hair loss. And then I can write out a prescription on, what they need to do. If they, when they return back to their stylist on, what products their stylist need to use, et cetera, or they may come once a month to me and still continue their service with their stylist, et cetera.
So it's like a team approach.
Absolutely. It has to be a team approach. Once they come and have treatments done, they don't want to return to what they were previously doing because they're just, defeating the purpose. But like I said, for the most part, is an inner issue working inside out. So for the most part, if they're placed on the proper regimen health-wise as for, nutritional supplements, then, of course, that will help, the outer. So that's pretty much what, the steps we take. And then, of course, we treat topically and we come in with electrotherapy treatments. All of that is inclusive in, coming to a trichologist. Hopefully I'm answering your question and not going around the mulberry bush.
No, I think you're doing a great job.
Okay.
And I'm listening to every word you say. My other question, I was just thinking as you were explaining that, what about the cost? Now, this seems to me that this is beyond, I call it para hair. This is beyond the typical styling services type thing in general. Of course, it can still be part of it, as you explained earlier. But is this something that quite possibly insurance might cover? Is that even possible in some cases? Or is this – because it sounds so medical and so – it just sounds very like a different level beyond – styling services that you generally find with a hairstylist or a barber?
Now, that is a great question. Still to date, the insurance companies do not cover the trichology treatments. However, they do cover hair replacement. It has to be pre-approved by their insurance company, and it will fall in the category of cranial prosthetics as for them, as providing them with a solution, to take care of their appearance. But still to date, they don't cover trichology, the trichology aspect of it, which is sad, but we're working towards that at this point, and in the near future, it should, come into effect.
And one of the biggest questions that I should have asked you kind of at the top, and you kind of explained a whole lot since then, which has been fantastic, but clearly the difference between a dermatologist and a trichologist.
Well, again, that's another great question, Carrie. You have so many great questions. The difference, and that's a very important question, the difference between a trichologist and a dermatologist. A dermatologist is someone who more so specializes in derma or skin. However, they have been trained to, you know, work with hair slightly. But when a consumer goes to a dermatologist and they say, okay, I have this issue with my scalp, et cetera, the dermatologist is only going to treat the symptom, meaning they're going to maybe suggest cortisone injections or some type of topical solution, et cetera, which, of course, only pacifies the problem. On the other hand, or causes some other side effect. On the other hand, when a consumer comes to a trichologist, we take a multi-therapy approach to overall hair health, meaning that we're going to, you know, get to the source of what's going on to provide more of a permanent solution versus something that's, you know, only going to be semi-permanent or temporary.
Okay,
actually.
Got it.
They go to a dermatologist and, you know, they provide them with a topical solution, a lot of times it throws the pH of the hair and the scalp off, dries the hair out severely. So they may take care of one issue, you know, temporarily, but it causes another issue, you know, severe hair breakage, again, throwing the balance of the hair off. The hair is very porous. So I'm not saying that the dermatology solutions do not work, but if someone comes to me that has been to a dermatologist, I don't talk against the dermatologist or just pretty much, you know, tell them to put, you know, put the product.
You don't say don't go back to that one.
Right.
Okay.
What we do is we can take what they have and add to it to make sure that the hair is balanced, because the ultimate goal is when that hair is growing in, we don't want it to reverse. We don't want it to snap back off. So if the hair is growing into a unhealthy environment, if it's very dry, you know, growing into a dry environment, especially with the tighter curl patterns in the four categories we mentioned earlier, find that the hair started snapping back off, so they started going, you know, backwards, and they end up with the same issues.
Well, I have to say, folks, Dr. James, you are just chock full of information. We're going to have you back often because we'd love to have you because our listeners have a lot of questions. Hair loss is a huge topic. It's a big discussion, and today was a great introduction to it. But we need to have you back to break it all the way down.
Absolutely.
So that
I'd love
way,
to do
yes.
that.
Well, we'd love to have you. Now, before we go, let me just have the folks out there know how to reach you again. Dr. James, how would they find you? Where would they find you? How would they find you and all of that? Please share that with our listeners.
Great. Thank you, Carrie. They can find me, or they can actually go to my website, which is Fruit of the Spirit Salons with an S .com. They can actually schedule an appointment online. If they have any questions, they can send those questions over. I'm also on Facebook under Prenique, P-R-E-N as in Nancy, I-K, James. Instagram, Fruit of the Spirit Salons. And also Twitter. So all the social media sites they can reach me on. Or they can call me, area code 757-452-0170. And as I mentioned, the name of the salon is Fruit of the Spirit Hair Care Studio and Clinic, and we're located in the beautiful city of Virginia Beach, Virginia. So I look forward to hearing from the listeners soon.
Absolutely. And folks out there, when you do contact Dr. James, please let her know that you heard about her right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's important. So Dr. James, okay, thank you. Any last thoughts that you want to share, things that you want to drive home, a point you want to drive home with everyone before we say goodbye today?
Sure. I wanted to add one of my websites as for the health of the hair. I do have another website and a company that I'm affiliated with. It's called www.healthyhair.idlife.com, wherein the listeners can go on my website and take a free HIPAA-compliant health assessment where it will identify all of their nutritional needs. Because, of course, our body, we're individuals, and, of course, our body needs individualized nutrition. So visit my website, fill out the HIPAA-compliant health assessment. It'll print them out. A comprehensive report is free of charge, so they can kind of get an idea what their body needs nutritional-wise. And to end this interview, I would like to tell the listening audience or let them know that healthy hair begins with a healthy start.
Well, I believe that ID Life, I've seen them in action. Outstanding. Thank you for mentioning that. Dr. Pradeep James, thank you. Yes, well, thank you for being with us. And just want to shout out to all the folks that you're connected with and your mother, and just everybody. Please, you know, from the Hair Radio Show, pass along our well wishes and all of that. You have a great day.
I will do. Thank you so much, Carrie, for having me.
All right. Well, folks, listen, there's a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to come. Stay with us.
Has your trip to the local hair store left you down? Same old hair with little selection and outrageous prices? Well, you need to check out TracyBeautySupply.com. This is an online beauty store specializing in all types of hair. There are different lengths, different colors, different styles, and you can basically live out your hair fantasy through this site. TracyBeautySupply.com is devoted to helping every woman's dream of the perfect hairstyle come true by providing the highest quality of virgin human hair. Want a new look? We'll help you find a new color. We'll help you find it. You can't get it? We got it. And we can deliver it to you because we can deliver everywhere. TracyBeautySupply.com, where hair fantasies come true.
I want to tell you all about HealingGo.com. They make all-natural hair products with a focus on quality. Got to try their scalp stimulator that has 13 oils to promote hair growth. Go to healandgo.com to see their complete line and listen out for their interview right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's healandgo.com, HealingGo.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
This is Crystal Jones Bond, and we are celebrating the Year of the Woman on the Hair Radio Show.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us right now. Her name is Patricia Mathis, and we are so excited. She represents a company, and she's going to tell us all about the amazing name of Mosaic and what it means and all that wonderful good stuff. But it right now is my honor, I have to really say, to bring her to the line. She's someone who came into our orbit just recently, but it feels like I've known her all along. Again, please help me welcome this amazing person. Her name, again, Patricia Mathis. Good morning, Patricia. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes, good morning to you. Yes, it's really nice to have you join us on, and we've been talking quite a bit, and I really, you know, this is our first time for our audience out there in the Hair Radio Morning Show world to get some introduction to who you are. I was kind of saving that for our upcoming book that we'll talk about in just a moment. But I want to tell the folks, yes, because I really like this. Now, first, you have this wonderful business, and you call it Mosaic, but tell everybody all about Mosaic Natural and what does it mean?
My business, Mosaic, it's Mosaic Natural Hair Care. It represents a product line, a vegan organic product line that is designed for all types of hair texture. And with that being said, I trained at a organic school called Raziri Institute in Malta, New Jersey, back in 1996. And from there, I started to be able to, I got the understanding of herbs and natural oils and various things that can help the hair to grow. So as I started learning those things, I was one that I let them cut my hair short, and I did color. And I started realizing my hair was curly, and it needed all of those different things, different good products like paraffin-free products and, you know, everything that doesn't have any additives and stuff. So as I started living that and went natural and had my hair short and start growing out curly, as me being a master naturalist as well as a stylist, I started to create data of all people's textures and people who were sickly. You know, I have met people who had heart problems and various things, and I just started documenting stuff and doing a lot of research, and I came up with a product that really will grow hair follicles and help people even when their follicles are compromised. It really helps for it to grow as long as they use the product. So as I got into that, I developed it and really did like a lot of data for like 12 years, since 2009. And through that, you might as well say I became really true to what I developed. It takes time with that. You have to, you know, Mosaic Natural Hair Care is my baby, and I can really say I know it in and out now, and I can present it to the world.
So I was just going to ask you, how has it been received, Mosaic Natural Hair Care?
Mosaic Natural Hair Care is, well, folks, over 12 years ago, it was just, everybody was just so crazy over it because it really did what I said it would do. And I have like a leave-in spray that has aloe leaf juice and things in it. And I mean, I feel with people that scalps are really compromised, people with alopecia and things, amazed. And I made lots of money maintaining those who had hair loss with my product.
And that's a big thing, right? The hair loss. That's where we are in this space right now. Can you speak to that? Because so many folks, particularly women of color, are dealing with the hair loss and the edges are gone and so many things. What can you tell them today, Patricia?
With hair loss, it's over 10 different alopecias.
Lots more.
Androgenetic alopecia, things from chemicals to stress to the alopecia that, you know, you just don't have any on your body. You have the androgenetic.
Right.
You have the tension alopecias from, like, braids and various things that people braid your hair too tight. But with all of that, I can attest to say that there is hope. Even with those who have the true alopecia, and I've worked with people. I have a YouTube that shows I create the pieces and various things for the people. But the follicles still does grow. It may not get thick, but it will grow, and that gives people hope. It will grow. You will see the hair growing, but of course you may have to add some pieces or things like that, but it makes people feel good that at least something's happening with their follicles.
Absolutely. And of course, this is for you guys out there. Of course, work with your stylist and, you know, and work with your trichologist and the folks, and of course your dermatologist and all those folks to help you.
Yeah.
It's a part of a team. I have to say, first of all, I'm excited to have you here because I've talked to Patricia so much, and we're working on so many amazing things. So I'm going to turn the corner a little bit on this. What would you like to say? Because you've got a little bit of experience now with the Hair Radio and working behind the scenes with us on different things, where our folks out there in Radio Land, in the Hair Radio Land, don't get a chance to know what it's like to be able to talk with us. And, you know, they only get to hear me from 6 to 9 in the morning, but we get to chat all through the day and work on different projects. What has your experience been like working with us here at Hair Radio?
I am amazed at Hair Radio. I have, even though I am very experienced in hair, and I have, you know, for many years have been on my journey of the journey of being natural. I have a group on Facebook called that. But it's a journey. It's been a journey for a long time. And just like anybody that does hair or have products or have a radio show or anything, that's their baby. Part of me, there were some things that was missing with me. But when I began to embark on this journey with the Hair Radio, it really brought me alive. And it made me see and get more creative and to just really build up another tenacity to go forward in my product. Like to really get it out to the world, because I was like a diamond in the basement. And just listening to all of the various people and understanding what it was all about, and I felt like, wow, I finally can be heard. So it's just amazing.
Well, thank you so much. That's such nice words, and I appreciate that. And it's great to be helpful. We want to say that Patricia, she's working on an amazing book, and she's going to do some big, big things out there. And as she begins to roll these things out, certainly she's going to come back to our show. But I'm hoping we'll get her here sooner than later to join the lineup of folks that we have, because I always tell her she's going to fit right in with all of the wonderful program hosts and just so focused and loving the industry. And I do mean that. And, you know, braiding for decades out there and being a master braider and being so good at what you do with natural hair and all these amazing things. You have many facets to you. It's not just, you're not just a one-trick pony, as they call it. You have many different things that you do. And so I'm going to ask you now, I've never asked you this before, and we've talked about a lot of things, believe me, on the show and behind the scenes. We talked about a lot of things at Hair Radio. But, Patricia, what do you most enjoy? I've never asked you that. What do you enjoy most that you do?
I enjoy most interacting with people and bringing them alive with their hair. If it's hair loss, if it's a style. I'm a master stylist as well as a master braider, so I do various styles. And it's just amazing how people have so much of confidence once they get their hair done by me, or once they get, you know, their products and have their consultations, they feel more reassured. And that really is, rewarding to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
To be able to take care of my clients.
Awesome. Well, that's the right attitude. Listen, folks, if you've just tuned in, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. I am talking today with Patricia Mathis, and she's out of the New Jersey area. You're down in the South Jersey area, Patricia.
Yes.
So what are you near and all that? Give us an idea of where you're kind of located.
I am near, I'm in Boonesboro, New Jersey. I'm near Trenton, New Jersey. I'm near Camden, New Jersey. I'm near 20 minutes from Philadelphia, right in the center.
Oh.
And I'm like 45 minutes from Atlantic City. So I'm just kind of like right in the middle of everything.
I love that. That is a really good, and not too far from Cherry Hill and all that stuff, right?
Oh, absolutely. Cherry Hill, yes. Mount Laurel,
awesome.
New Jersey, yes. I'm around.
Awesome.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, we've got, and I know we're working on, like I said, behind the scenes, there will be some things that we will release to you guys in the future. And as we move along with with Patricia, and she's going to come back, and I hope you bring your, you know, your book along the way, or share some little tidbits along the way as you get it done. We're going to kind of hold you to that now, Patricia. Okay, on the air radio. And we really do on the air radio show. I go back and dig up these interviews and say, hold it, you said what? And then we play it again. So we're definitely going to hold you to it. So now what can we say to you? What are you looking to, you know, what do you want your legacy to be? What are you looking to get across to everybody? What's your message, in other words, Patricia?
My message is to, if a person isn't educated in natural hair and being who they are, allowing their hair to understand the texture of their hair, to know there's no such thing as bad hair. All hair is great hair. It's this very thing that you need, and the most thing that you would need with any hair is moisture. Just helping everyone to be who they are, be true to themselves no matter what. Do not compromise themselves for anyone, like on a job or whoever they're with or married to or whatever. Just be who they are and to embrace their natural being of it.
Well, folks, on that note, I have got to say, Patricia, this is just, it's awesome. I want to tell folks your website. Let's do that. How can folks find out a little bit more information about Patricia Mathis?
My website is www.mosenaturalhaircare.com, and Mose is spelled M as in Mary, O as in ostrich, Z as in zebra, A as in apple, E as in elephant, the word natural, and that's haircare.com.
That is sounding good to me. Listen, folks, what we're going to do, we want to thank Patricia Mathis for being with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show today. And Patricia, is there anybody at all you want to shout out to this morning?
I would like to shout out my daughter and my son, Michael Mathis and Isaiah Mathis, and
awesome.
Just telling them how much I love them and how the best is yet to come.
Oh, I love that. All right. Well, folks, keep it right here. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. And for those of you who are tuned in right now, I'm going to have Patricia stay right in place for a special extended interview that you will only be able to hear when you go to hairradio.com. So we've got fan pages at thehairradio.com where we are going to extend a longer version of this wonderful interview with you today exclusively for those folks who click over to hairradio.com and find out more about you, Patricia Mathis, and Mose Natural Hair Care. So there's the teaser, folks. So again, Patricia, thanks for those of you on listening to today's broadcast. Thanks so much for being with us, and keep it right here. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Go over to hairradio.com, especially after today's broadcast, and read more about Patricia Mathis and hear this extended interview. Stay with us.
Just like the eyes are the window to the soul, the scalp is the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. The way to obtain it is with stimulating roots. Stimulating roots will exfoliate and detoxify your scalp, promoting healthy hair growth. Stimulating roots has a system to detoxify and grow your hair. Their shampoo combines menthol, camphor, and pink grapefruit essential oil to improve blood circulation in the scalp. Their conditioner, that stimulates, moisturizes, and hydrates the hair. The regeneration oil, that contains essential oils that work together to promote hair growth while calming an itchy, dry, and irritated scalp. Open the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. Awaken the senses to your scalp with Stimulating Roots. This is available at stimulatingroots.com. That's stimulatingroots, R-U-T-Z.com.
But radio commercials as much as they do television commercials?
Maybe more so.
How do you figure that?
Well, on television, your tube goes a minute just before the commercial comes on.
Yeah?
That serves as a warning device to millions of people that they have a split second to get out of the room.
I never thought of that.
In radio, an advertiser can just sort of sneak up on you without any warning.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you haven't noticed your car radio suddenly fading to black before the commercial, have you?
And not recently, no. But can't you still walk out when the radio commercial comes on?
Not at 60 miles an hour.
Hmm. Okay, but do you think you can really make me pay attention to a radio commercial?
I just did.
Get ready.
Welcome, people.
At the all-natural
we
corner.
We are the all-natural corner. 12,000 rooms. We cater to all-natural body treatments, body products, skin care at the all-natural corner. Yeah, we got things for health, wealth. Why not make your beauty more beautiful? At the all-natural corner. Sea moss, bladder axe. We got soursop, moringa. Everything that makes your body. Jersey 080-46-267-670-9457. We got all natural products. We love the community. At the all natural corner. You can get it all.
At the all natural corner.
All you can come and get. At the all natural corner. At the all natural corner. Tell them what you think.
Yes, I was there and I talked to the manager and he let me know that all natural products was good for my body. He had 102 minerals for me and I was good, you know. I'm going to come back all the time because it's all right at the all natural corner. I can't say anything else.
Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is Wednesday morning. It's June 9th of 2021. It's our broadcast show number 575. Show number 575 as we march towards our broadcast number 600. And we're going to have a big celebration, invite everybody in. First of all, I want to officially welcome you guys to the show. Let me just get on our amazing live fan contributor, Miss Terry, who joins us from Georgia, out of the Atlanta area. Good morning, Miss Terry. Happy Wednesday.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. Big thank you to all of our listeners all over the world that are tuning in today.
Yeah. Absolutely, yes. So you're having a good day down there, Georgia. First of all, we've had an action. Yes, good, because I'm here in Brooklyn. It's sunny outside. It's a nice day today, and just a lot of things going on, and I really am so happy to have the folks joining us because, let me just say, we have been packed to the show, like literally to the gills on the show today, and so lots of things to get into, so I guess I got to just jump right on in. First, we're still celebrating Black Music Month. And this is really big, and I just want to, you know, have everybody pay attention to it for just a moment. As we kicked off our broadcast this morning, we led in with a classic song from this wonderful, wonderful singer. I think you guys remember her. She's sang the, her name is Michelle. She sang the song called Nicety. So for you guys who go back a bit, that's how we kicked off the show. And we led on in with a wonderful interview from Matthew Knowles that was just inspiring. And yes, he is the dad of the one and only Miss Beyonce. So to all the Beehivers out there, welcome to our broadcast. Want to say this also, just, you know, just kind of keeping things moving along. We've done over 1,000, well over 1,000 interviews. I've done way over that. Just on this broadcast alone, the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show. But that remains, the interview I did with Matthew remains one of my favorites, because he talks about when Beyonce was a little girl, he talks about his ex-wife Tina and how they started the salon in Houston. And he was so grateful to, you know, to have, to be on our show and to talk about that. We are one of the few, like, there was no other interview he could have ever done with any other outlet that would have been a perfect and natural fit for what he was talking about. And so it was, he enjoyed the experience so much that he brought his girl group Blush back to our show. So that was really nice as well. Yeah, he's been on with that too, so that was really good. And so, you know, just some good stuff. We, you know, what can I say? What can I say? So anything else going on with you, Miss Terry?
You've interviewed some awesome people.
Well, I have. You know, we really have. In my 25, 26-year radio career, I've had the opportunity, like I said yesterday, Cece Peniston was my first celebrity interview, and she came back. That was in the 90s, and then she came back on our – that was on for a different show that I used to do called Center Stage, and then she came back to the Hair Radio show. To do a new interview with me not too long ago. So I'll get the Cece Peniston interview on again soon. So if you guys have missed it. But yeah, so yeah, we've had some heavy hitters. One of my other favorite interviews, you know, if I have to open up my little, you know, memory lane book, I still love the interview that I did with the creator of Good Times, the Jeffersons.
Wow.
And what's happening now, and Cooley High. He wrote all of that stuff. Yeah, Cooley High was a movie back in the, this is a long, long time ago. And his name is Eric Monte. Eric Monte's name appears. Every time you watch a Good Times, you know, rerun or whatever, you see Eric Monte's name right there. And he was on our show. And so he welcomed me back to radio when I came back to do this 6 years ago, 7 years ago. And he gave a special message to the fans of the broadcast. And I was always grateful for that because, you know, growing up and looking at Good Times and what's happening and what's happening now and the Jeffersons and all this stuff and see how prolific he was and to understand and hear him, to hear the story of how he created all of this is just amazing. So lots of good things, you know. So lots of good memories. So that's enough of that. Also, yesterday, interesting story, Miss Terry. Let me just mention this to you. We'll get some background sounds on. But interesting story. Yesterday, after the show, yesterday was June 8th. It was a Tuesday here in New York City, of course. All over the world it was Tuesday. But anyway, we had a wonderful, wonderful fan, a new fan to the show. Her name is Nur. Now, I love her name. She's just an amazing young woman. Her name is Nur Jahan. And Nur Jahan, you know, was talking about the radio show. And I said, well, let's just let Nur Jahan do a piece on what she heard. I don't know if you can name any of the guests from yesterday. Do you remember any of the guests from yesterday, Miss Terry?
Can I name a guest from yesterday?
Do you remember? Yeah, do you remember any? Yeah, we're putting you on the spot today.
Yeah,
I'll help you out.
Did.
Well, listen, that's okay because it's okay. We've got the guests for you. That's what this is all about. And I was so moved. I said, well, let's take a listen and hear Nur Jahan's review And then we'll talk after that, and that'll, you know, kind of, you know, refreshing your memory, if you will. Okay, so
yeah.
I think this is going to be really
Shante.
Interesting. Oh, you do
Shante.
Remember. That's right. Shantae was on. Yeah, yeah. Well, let's hear Nerjeron's piece, and then after that, we'll talk on the other side. So it's just a couple minutes, and we'll have some things to kind of chat about. And see what some of the fans have to think and say about our broadcast. So take a listen, and we'll be right back on the other side of this on the Hair Radio, the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have with us a quick moment. We have one of our big fans now, and new to the Hair Radio Morning Show experience. It's my honor to welcome Nurjahan Alhaq. Good morning, Nurjahan. Welcome again. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Good morning. Welcome. Thank you for having me, Carrie.
Yes, you are very much welcome. I want to kind of jump on in. Now, you actually tuned in to one of our live broadcasts. It was our show number 574, which really aired today, which is Tuesday, the 8th of June, so of 2021. So I want to kind of jump on in with that. Let's start there. What, you know, feel free to say, you know, give your honest opinion of what you heard, anything you'd like to say. We'd love to get your feedback.
Sure. So there were three different guests when I listened to it, and the first guest I heard, but she was talking about the lady that had the issue with the Gorilla Glue, and y'all were
Cheryl Morrow. Yes, Cheryl Morrow,
yeah.
Who is the daughter of Willie Morrow, and she is out in San Diego. They live out in San Diego, California, and we reran her piece this morning first, Cheryl Morrow,
mm-hmm.
Yes. So, okay, so what anything good? Was it interesting? What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I was actually able to finally hear more about that, what happened, because I did see the Instagram, you know, when
okay.
she showed us how she put the Gorilla Glue on there and all that stuff. And so I kind of wanted to know what really happened with her. And so when y'all were talking about it and you were saying that there was no doctors that could help her out, and finally she found one, and you know,
well,
handled the
that's
story
right.
about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He was on our show. He was actually
yeah.
on the broadcast. I spoke with him. And and also we're going to be doing a follow-up to the whole Gorilla Glue Girl story.
Okay.
But Dr. Obeng, yes, he was right on our broadcast, just like you, talking to me about what happened. He told us firsthand. And for those of you out there, you guys can actually go to Spotify. You know where you stream your music. And search, put in my name, K-E-R-R-Y-H-I-N-E-S, and my entire series of podcasts pops up. And one of those interviews that's listed there is the one with the Gorilla Glue Girls. So you can hear my entire interview with Dr. Obeng. And he told me exactly what happened and explaining. That was the first question I asked. How, you know, could this happen? So, yes, that was good. So Cheryl Morrow, who runs her father's, like, to me, it's an empire out there, and she's like the next generation of the hair industry. She's so wise, and she's a hairstylist in her own right and well-known, and is the editor of, a publisher, I should say, of that San Diego Monitor News. So we're real happy about that. So she was interesting because we love her. She brings it. Yes.
Yeah, so,
well, okay.
Yeah, so awesome. Hearing her, and then the last lady that you had, Shantae Faison, she was just
yeah,
so bubbly.
Yeah.
Her spirit was so bubbly. And, you know, she has her own hairline.
Yes,
and
yes,
she said
yes.
She doesn't use shampoo, and she doesn't use grease.
No.
And I'm like, what does she doesn't use that.
Which I think she, yeah, exactly. I think Shantae Faison, I think she was saying that she makes all of these things, because remember, she has complete beauty solutions, which is,
okay.
And her website is CB,
beautysolutions.com. See like complete and then okay. beautysolutions.com. So do check her out when you get a chance, because she has all of these natural type things and stuff, natural products and things. And I was saying, even on the interview, I'm like, well, how do you, you know, if you have all these wonderful things, it's like you literally are living your company. Mm-hmm. Natural stuff on the inside, on the outside, and just, instead, most of the people that we talk to in the natural realm, they're just giving you one slice of the natural world. She's giving you everything. I guess that's why her company's called Complete. So I was really, really, yeah, I was really, you know, just surprised. Now, what about the music? Did the music, Nurjahan, go right ahead. Folks, if you're just tuning in, we are speaking with Nurjahan Al-Haq, and I'm just adoring her because she really is giving us a good review. So far, we got our fingers crossed of the broadcast that aired today. So please, take it away, Nurjahan.
Yeah, so when you were talking about the difference between a company and a business, I was like, wow, that was awesome, especially because you said I'm an entrepreneur. I said, did he really just say that? It was early in the morning, so I couldn't take notes. I wish I could have, but I was just, I didn't remember that part, you know, because I call myself a serialpreneur, right, because I do a lot of different things, so instead, you know, saying I'm an entrepreneur, I do this, I do that. I'm just a serialpreneur because I like to be able to help people. And so if I find something that benefits me, I always want to know who else can it benefit. And this is why I do so many things. I'm in health and wellness. I'm in cryptocurrency. I'm in, you know, debt relief. You know, you name it. Well, I ain't gonna say you name it, I'm in it. But, you know, I mean, I'm in so many different things that it's not about me. But it's about who I can help.
So well, listen, I'm loving. Yes, that really got you. Well, let me tell you, and you got on our radar, and I'm so excited because to talk with folks out there who are really doing something, and you are super connected. I have to shout out to everybody. You know, we have to shout out to your team of folks, Michael and Katrina and everybody who are part of, and Nicole, of course, we're not going to forget Nicole, who are you guys are all part of this whole thing. And I just want to say that you guys are also going to be doing a whole bunch as we begin a whole nother show, and we're launching the whole network and all this wonderful stuff to come.
Oh my God,
so this is, let me tell you, Nurjahan, this is just the beginning. So I want to thank you. And do we get a thumb? Do we get two thumbs up for today's broadcast of the Air Radio Morning Show and our review today?
No, we get a hand. We get a five. Remember, I told
you get
five.
Five fingers. Yes, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Now, Nurjahan, before we let you go, where are you out of? What city and state?
I'm in Clarksville, Tennessee.
Oh, out in Tennessee. Okay. Well, we're just loving you guys. You know, you're on Central Time, though, just to kind of toss it on in, right?
I'm on Central Time, yes. Nicole's on Central Time, and so is Katrina. Michael is the only one on Eastern Time with you.
Wow. Yes. Yeah. Well, my goodness. We're going to keep it all straight. Well, listen, you're going to be back. And listen, we're going to be checking in with you almost daily here, for we want to hear some good stuff. So we're going to be checking in with you to see how well we did on those broadcasts. Okay. Well, listen, Nurjahan, thank you so much for, you know, just being a part of this whole thing. And we're going to stay tuned, and we're going to have you back. As I said, we're going to be checking in with you. I'm loving this. Okay.
You're welcome.
And give my regards
to
everybody. It's my pleasure.
Yes.
Okay. You stay right there. Folks, we got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
This is Louis Martinet, and I listen every day to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
This is Crystal Jones Bond, and we are celebrating the Year of the Woman on the Hair Radio Show.
I don't know what time it is. Look at here. It's the Hair Morning Radio Hair Show with Gary Hines. It's your boy, Smooth Black. I just want to say, thank God for this company, y'all. Y'all ready to be blessed. The Hair Radio Nation going to the next level, y'all. Get it, 2021. God bless.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
It's time to rise and shine with The Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines. It is Wednesday morning. It's June 9th of 2021, and we're happy to have you guys with us. We welcome all. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you. With me, well, I should say coming to the line right now, Miss Terry out of the Atlanta area in Georgia. Well, Miss Terry, you heard the interview right before the commercial break. What did you think with Nurjahan's review of the Hair Radio show from yesterday? That was our Tuesday broadcast that she gave us a review. Really? Okay, take it away, Ms.
Awesome
Sarah. What
review.
Did you think?
Awesome.
Was that
awesome.
Not nice?
Yeah, that was really nice of her. Really
yeah,
nice
so,
of her.
Well, now, what stood out for you? What was really good for you?
Just, I mean, the fact that, excuse me, that she really listened and checked out the whole show, and she just knew details of everything that was taking place on the show. I thought that was fabulous that she really, really chimed in, you know, tuned into the show.
Exactly. Took the time. That's a big part of it. Folks who tune in, and then taking the time to let us know that they've listened and that they get something from it, which is just remarkable. We want to hear from you guys. And I guess this is a very good time to tell you a little bit about how to communicate with us. And you can appear right on our broadcast. Let me just let folks know, this show not only airs in New York City, but we are across the country. Literally across the United States. And case in point, today, coming up in about 20-something minutes from now, about a half hour, is Smooth Black. You guys know him. His name is Troy Ballard. He is a legendary hairstylist. He's going to be live, and he's out in literally in Southern California. He's going to be on with us live. He had to get up real early just to be on our broadcast, but he's going to be delivering some great hair talk and live. He'll take your questions. He will inform you. He's great with color and cutting. Two things that are not all that well. You know, Miss Sarah, you're a hairstylist out of Georgia. A lot of black folks, we are not known as great in the hairstyle. We're not known to be for our cutting and coloring per se. So that's just the way it is. Let's just be honest and upfront. So for him to be a part of our community and to have become legendary in his cutting, I mean, he does all the whole family and hair care across the board, you know, but just to be able to say that this is what he's really specializes in. And when you see his page and his work, if you haven't heard from him, again, his name is Troy Ballard. We call him Smooth Black, and he runs his own business, and you'll get a chance to find out a whole bunch in just a half hour. So definitely stay with us. Now, back to this. You have mentioned right before the break as well about how many interviews and stuff. And, yes, as I said earlier, I've done over 1,000. I've done over 2,000 interviews with these folks in different ways and many celebrities and all kinds of things. And one of my favorite folks that that we were even kind of talking a little bit about yesterday, and that's the Dr. Omang, who was the Gorilla Glue doctor. That still is one of my other favorite interviews that we've done. Dr. Okay. Omang came on to the Hair Radio Morning Show. The news, let me just say this, the Gorilla Glue Girl story was everywhere around the planet.
Everywhere.
Do you remember this? I mean, it was big.
Absolutely. It was a big thing, especially in the hair world. You know, when I first saw it, I kind of looked and I was like, is that this young lady really put glue on her hair? Or is that fake? Because, you know, sometimes on the internet, you're like, okay, that's fake.
Yeah,
but I didn't know what
I mean,
to
we
think.
Exactly.
You know?
And then, well, let me just say this. When Dr. Omang was on our show, it's still my most popular podcast ever. My most listened to radio show ever was that broadcast. We have not replayed. I've not re-aired Dr. Omang's interview. It's never played again on our show. But that's all going to change at the very end of June, when we do a revisit to Tessica Brown, you know, a.k.a. Gorilla Glue Girl. We're going to do a revisit for Dr. Omang. We're going to come back and take a look. We're going to listen again with new ears and see what's going on with that story. Where is she in her journey? He was able to, you know, save her hair, and we've seen some recent videos, but we're going to talk about it, and you don't want to miss it. So that's going to be really good on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, that's coming up. We'll probably put together an entire panel discussion on this, and maybe call in Cheryl Morrow. She can give some perspective, and we'll get Nurjan back to give us a review. How would that be? That would be nice, right?
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. So listen, we've got a lot going on this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. For you guys, I just want to, again, welcome you. If you've got something to say, this is a good time to say it. If you dialed the 516 number to listen in this morning, press 1 and give us a comment. You can comment about the broadcast. You can comment about whatever you'd like. And we'll go ahead and try to get you on live in the moment right here on our show. As we continue, I do want to bring everybody's attention to what's coming up in August. I don't know if you remember this, Ms. Terry, but coming up August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd of this year, 2021, we got to let folks know this is not a recording. You're not listening to some old news. This is current. We are in the moment. We're with you live. It's called The Road to Healthy Hair, and it's really... there's a lot of information about it, and I want to bring everybody's attention to it. It's at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City. Yes, it's our own event. It's a live hair and beauty show, and this time we're literally on the boardwalk. You know, before we were, you know, mostly inside at the Showboat Hotel, you know, tucked away upstairs, but at our August event, and because of COVID concerns and all this other stuff and coming out of a pandemic, we are outside. So I'm so excited. We have 10,000 square feet right outside the building. And then we have a second part that's literally on the boardwalk itself. We're flat out on a boardwalk. And so I think it's going to be very exciting. I was just in Atlantic City maybe a few weeks ago, and I'll tell you, the boardwalk was already packed with people, and that was a few weeks ago, so you can imagine.
Wow.
In August, you're not going to be able to move. So if you're a vendor, if you're interested in selling things, this is the event for you. Please give us a call in our office or reach out to us through Facebook. It's easy to reach us. I'll give you our number to our office, and you can call us again after 9 o'clock Eastern Time, Not before. We're on the air. But, yeah, you can give us a call in our office. Again, if you are interested in coming to our live Road to Healthy Hair event, it's a hair event, at the Showboat Hotel happening August 21st. That's a Saturday, Sunday, Monday, August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. What's happening is that, Ms. Terry, folks are making a vacation, a mini vacation out of it. I myself, right. I'm going down like Thursday or Friday, and I'm staying all the way through to Tuesday.
Oh, and that's
our,
really nice.
Yeah, it is. And our events are really known for all kinds of things. So let me just leave that alone right there. But go to hairnationexpo.biz if you want to get complete details. Again, on the internet, we have two websites that really cover everything about what we do here. HairNationExpo.biz. HairNationExpo.biz is our event website. That's where you'll find out all the details about our event. Then we have a totally different website that talks mostly about the broadcast, and that is HairRadio.com. That website is spelled HairRadio.com. There's only one R in the Hair Radio name. So go to hairradio.com, HairRadio.com. And over there, what I love about Hair Radio is that the interview that you guys heard mid-show with Patricia Mathis out of Jersey, who joined us on the show, she did a special recorded piece. She did just for the fans of our website, our hairradio.com website. And so when you heard her on the broadcast today on the Hair Radio Morning Show, you only heard part of her interview. She did a whole exclusive piece just for you guys. So when you get a chance, go over to HairRadio.com. You'll see fan page tab right there, Biggest Day, and you can listen to her entire interview. And she has a lot to say. She's a braider out of Jersey, but she is gunning for success in this industry, and we're going to talk about that. So you know, real happy, lots of good stuff to get to coming up on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So what are your thoughts, Ms. Terry? Anything you want to kind of add on in?
Well, I'm really excited and looking forward to the Road to Healthy Hair workshop. Like you said, that would be a great opportunity to make a mini vacation.
Yeah,
especially if it's somewhere you've never been before.
Well, I think that's the case. Yeah, I think so too. I think folks are really going to gravitate towards this. And we've got some special guests. Smoot Black, who's coming on in about 15 minutes from now, he's flying out here. And we're going to ask him about that on the show. He's flying out here just for this this particular celebration. So we're real excited about that. You know, what? I want to get on. We've been talking about Black music this month of June, and I really want to say thank you. We had Matthew Knowles on earlier today, and I want to do something special right now for the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show and for those of you who are tuned in. I think I can get on a real quick celebrity piece that we did and in honor of Black Music Month. Now, she has about 4 or 5 Grammy Awards to her name, and she's cousin to the amazing Whitney Houston, and I'm so grateful that she did our show. And for me, growing up and watching her on Solid Gold as a kid on TV, and then, I had a chance to go down and see her along with the amazing Sissy Houston when they named a street after her in Newark. Recently, not all that long ago. So here, I'm going to just toss this on. This is my talk with the one and only 4 or 5-time Grammy winner, I lose count, Miss Dionne Warwick. We're going to chat a little bit, and then after that, Smoot Black will be live. Stay with us.
You're listening to The Hair Radio Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, today we have a very special guest with us. She's from the world of music. It's Miss Dionne Warwick. Dionne, welcome to the Hair Radio Show.
Well, thank you for inviting me. Well, it's my pleasure. Now, I want to just jump right on in. You have a marvelous new CD that's out.
Yep,
Feel So Good.
Sure
what can you tell us about it?
Oh, well, I think the title speaks for itself. It really is one of those CDs that, while you're listening to it, it makes you feel good.
Yes. Now, you are working. Yeah, absolutely. And I've listened to it. So you've got some heavy hitters on here along with you. Speaking of which, what can you tell us? Because you've worked, I mean, you're talking about some of the biggest stars out there today. Everybody from Neo and Ziggy Marley and Cyndi Lauper. And what can you tell us about this process, getting these artists, choosing these artists? So there's some stories I understand.
Yeah, well, actually, I had nothing to do with it.
Other than providing that beautiful voice of yours.
One of the artists, that's all I was. My son, Damon Elliott, came to me with this project, and he felt that it was one that would be a lot of fun to do and give me exposure to who I call the babies. And I have an opportunity mm-hmm. to work with them. And so he really put everything together. When I made the calls to the artists that are represented on the CD, and each of the artists were asked what would be their favorite song of mine that they'd like to sing with me on a duet.
Uh-huh.
And so they chose their own songs and put their own spin on it, and the only requirement that I made personally was that the integrity of each song will remain. And they
uh-huh.
came with their A game, and so we got a Feel So Good CD.
You've got a Feel So Great CD. Yes, we love it. We absolutely
okay.
love it. Now, I want to ask you, because and I read somewhere that, you know, that you might have been surprised if they were as familiar with some of the songs because they got to choose, as you just said. But, I mean, unless you've been living under a rock, how on God's earth do you not have a favorite Dionne Warwick song? So everybody is familiar with you. Absolutely. And I just want to make that clear. When we told the fans of the Hair Radio show that you were coming on our show, the feedback over the social media just went berserk. So, so we want to pass that along. So they'll all be out to support this wonderful project that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to ask you, you come from such a legendary music family. And
yeah.
you guys have been, and you started out in the church. And I know you've been asked, but what were some of the biggest influences, on your career? Can you share, just a couple? I know you've told this many times.
Well, coming from a family of singers, my first influences, of course, would be them.
Mm-hmm.
And coming out of a household of music all the time. You know, my mom was a huge fan of Dinah Washington, and she went to school with Sarah Vaughan, so Aunt Sass was always in our home, and as we were in hers. And my dad loved Nat King Cole and Roy Orbison, and so it just was a natural thing for me to have music as a part of my life. You know, the old saying, the apple doesn't fall that far from the tree. So you look at all
sure.
those types of influences around you, you kind of, I'm a Duke's mixture of everybody that musically I was influenced by.
Wow. Now, I have to say, and we're going to definitely get more into your current project, which feels so good. But I also have to ask you, because I understand that you have an interior design company. Now, is this so?
Yes, it's quite true. I've been in interior design for the past, so it's got to be at least 25 years now. And it's been a deep, dark secret. Nobody even knew we did it, but those that we did work for in the past 20-some-odd years. My partner and I, Bruce Garrick, have done several homes and offices, and we even did a train. Our last project was in Chicago. We did the interior for the Black Ensemble Theater. So So, you know, it's something I felt we need now to let people know this is something else that Beyond Warwick does. And we do it very, very well. And they can find us on our website to take a look at the work that we have done. And then give us a call and let us do some magic for your homes or whatever it is that you want to beautify. And I'm going to give you the website, okay? And that
sure.
is www.wg, G as in George, designlab.com.
Wonderful. Now, this is something, where do you get the inspiration for some of those designs?
You know, it's all in what the client desires. You know, I make it very, very clear when we interview the client, we do a client analysis. You know, to find out what colors they like, what they don't like, the fabrics they may be allergic to, the fabrics that they love, the colors, all those things that are necessary for them to be comfortable where we're going to do the work. And I let them know immediately that what they want is what they will be getting, because they're the ones who have to live in that environment. And I think that's the only way that you successfully create what people desire.
Absolutely. Now, I guess this is because it's also in that creative family. So this is terrific. What is, and that's something, as you said, that was a little known secret till now. What else can you tell us or share with us that someone might be surprised about Beyond Warwick?
Oh,
and that's a loaded question.
You know, I have basically lived an open book. I think everything that people think they know about me, unless they ask me, they consider to be true. But there are moments where I said, "Where did that come from?" You know, I'm as surprised as most people are. But you know, I have. Been a person that has been approachable. People have been able to say hello to me, and I say hello back to them. So I don't think there's anything about me that most people don't know.
Well, you know something? I have a question for you that is a little different, because I don't, you know, I just want to get your feedback on this. It's something that I've enjoyed, which was the Solid Gold Years, the television show that you hosted. Do you think that Solid Gold today, like the show that you guys did, do you think that it would be a hit today?
Absolutely.
I always wanted to ask you that.
I think it would be. As a matter of fact, I've on a couple of occasions approached Tribune to consider revamping the show. The show is one that was the precursor to American Idol, to The Voice, to all of the shows that are now promoting new talent. And that's all the Solid Gold ever did, was to promote talent that was just coming out with new recordings and giving exposure to them internationally as well as throughout the United States. So, nothing is new, in other words. You know, it's just a matter of bring it into the century that we happen to be in, and that's the 21st century. And I think that Solid Gold would do exceptionally well today.
Absolutely. Now, what is next for you, Ms. Warwick? What's next? What's next?
Well, I am, of course, I'm out here promoting the CD. They all think I'm 3 years old again.
We're talking about Feel So Good.
But after, we get to the point where I can say, okay, can I take a minute to me? That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to take some time for me.
Wonderful. Well, listen, I want to, I can't let you go from the Hair Radio Show without talking about this wonderful sense of style that you're known for being elegant and beautiful. Where did that come from? Was that something through the labels, or where did that starting something that you're bringing to this? Where did it come from?
You know, first of all, my mommy, my mother was one of the most stylish people I've ever seen, and then of course I had beautiful aunts who were also very, very much into to style and being presentable as ladies. I was fortunate enough to have two major mentors, icons in our industry. One was Lena Horne, and the other was Marlena Dietrich. Marlena Dietrich actually introduced me to a thing called couture, much
wow.
to the chagrin of my accountants. And of course, Lena was one that always I looked at as a style icon. So, and I was fortunate enough to be able to call both of them without my mommy being upset about it. In fact, she gave me permission that I could call both of them mama, and they treated
wow.
me like I was their daughter. So I guess, you know, with the conglomeration of all these wonderful ladies, I had no choice but to look like I looked.
Wonderful. Well, listen, the last big question I have for you, the music industry today. And again, a little question. I know that it has, obviously it's changed over the years, especially since you started your magnificent career. But
oh, yeah.
What can you tell us today that, you know what, you say, you know what, this is not, you know, this is something that's good, or it's developed into something that you didn't expect about the music industry or the direction it's taken?
Well, it has taken 360, not a 180, a 360. It's another industry altogether today. It's just more a marketing industry than it was in the 60s when I started. You know, the things that were available to us who are part of my era just are not available any longer. You know, if you don't have 95 dancing girls and boys and flags flying and smoke bombs going off and
right.
presenting yourself in a what I call a ladylike position, it's you know, you just... what the babies call old school, you know, and I always answer that with, well, there had to be an old school before there was a new one. So, but it is a marketing industry today. Everybody is marketed to the hilt. So, you know, it's just another industry altogether. There's basically no more record stores where you can walk in and actually touch and see and buy directly. You know, you go to your computer now, and
right.
all the technologies of the youth are being portrayed today. So, and I'm certain it was the same way with me. You know, with the industry when I was coming along. You know, we had certain things that we did, certain people that supported us, and that's what's going on today. So, the babies are running the industry.
Feel So Good is the new CD.
Mm-hmm. Sure is. And that's what it'll make everybody do.
Well, we're just thrilled, and we want to talk a whole lot about it. We want our folks out there to make certain and get the CD. Now, they can, of course, it's on iTunes and all the places that you buy music.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to thank you so very much. Now, should we just... is there one particular song on there that, you know, that you feel like, you know what, this is it, like that's the top song, any that
yeah.
you feel most connected to?
I got to say that they're all A+.
Yeah.
Every single artist on the CD brought their A game, and so any one of them would be my pleasure for you to play.
On that note, I want to thank you for being with us on the Hair Radio Show. Just a fantastic CD. Again, it's Feel So Good by Ms. Dionne Warwick and others. So thank you so much for being with us today.
I thank you.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? Not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet.
For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines. I want to shout out to superstar hairstylist, industry legend, and my friend, Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black of Smooth Black, Inc. He's a hair biz educator, entrepreneur, and yes, he's known for coloring, cutting, and complete hair care services for the whole family. And now, you can hear him right here on Wednesday mornings, live at 8:30 Eastern, all the way from Southern California. Now, he's sharing a few trade secrets and so much more right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay tuned.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines. It's Wednesday morning. It's June 9th of 2021, and we are live. And I want to bring to the line Miss Terry. Miss Terry's out of Georgia. She is a hairstylist. You know who she is. She's with us as a big fan every day, contributing to our broadcasts. Good morning again, Miss Terry. Glad to have you back.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. So you had a chance to listen to the amazing Beyond Work. We've been kind of getting on some music industry titans on the broadcast today, and it's just a good feeling I have. You know, in honor of Black Music Month, and we're going to continue to celebrate it. Now, turning to a gentleman who is with us live, talk about superstars. He's a superstar in an entirely different realm. It's the hair industry. And we're so excited to welcome him to today's broadcast. His name is Smooth Black, a.k.a. Troy Ballard. You guys know him. He is known, really a legendary hairstylist in the industry and also educator. He helps folks, teaches at different events. He goes out and about generally, although times have kind of kept us inside a little bit in recent times. But Smooth Black, welcome to today's broadcast. We'll ask you about that. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie. Mr. Carrie and Carrie Hines Show. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic, I gotta say. And also Miss Terry. Miss Terry's on with us this morning.
Hey, Miss Terry.
So,
good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, Smooth Black.
Yeah, normally Miss Terry joins us a little later, but she's on with us. We said we'll let Miss Terry play in the sand with us this morning. listen,
right.
I've gotta say, first of all, it's been a very special time here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We've been doing a lot of getting on some of these classic and amazing interviews with these superstars who have all appeared right here on our show. You just heard, like, from the amazing Miss Dionne Warwick, and I thought to myself, mm-hmm. I said, gee, I wonder if folks remember. She was on this classic song called We Are the World. And I remember her. Of course, she had That's What Friends Are For, and you guys know that one. But she was on a classic song called We Are the World with Tina Turner, Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, all these people. And I said, wow, who can, do you remember that song, Smooth Black?
Yes.
Is that not something, and quite inspiration. And that, all that to say, that's leading me to today, you always kick off our hair talk with a little bit of inspiration and, you know, hope and all of that. Would you be so kind to do the honors?
Okay. Good morning, everybody. You know,
big setup.
Wake up.
Right.
Wake up. It's time to get up and get started. You know, time
exactly.
is not waiting on anyone. So on today,
exactly.
I just encourage someone to, you know, take a look in the mirror, you know, examine yourself. And anything that you think that you need to change, make that change today. You know, tomorrow's not promised to anybody. And always remember, a change is not a change until you make a change. Until then, everything will remain the same. So I just tell you, God bless you. God keep you. Have a wonderful morning. And Gary, I'm just excited. You know, it's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it, you know.
Absolutely. And I have to say, now, Troy Ballard has an amazing family, too. I just want to say you find an amazing balance between being a professional in the hair industry and a luminary in the hair industry and, you know, and raising children. And you have young children, too, and they're, you know, you have a big family. You have older children and younger children. But it's just amazing to see you, you know, to balance it all. And I get a chance to have a front row seat to that. So, real good stuff. So, listen, I want to turn to some hair talk this morning. Now, for our listeners who've been tuned in, and we've had some who've been tuned in since 6 o'clock this morning, Eastern time, and that's 3 in the morning, your time, smooth black.
Wow.
Yeah. So, what I want to say is that I kind of dropped this, and I said I was going to ask you live on the air, so you don't really know what I'm going to ask you. Or this statement, but I want to find out from you guys. Ms. Terry, you're a hairstylist, Smooth Black, you are a luminary in the industry. Everybody knows you. What is it true, because I said that, you know, in the black community, we're not known for cutting and coloring. Okay, there I said it. And I feel sorry, I feel awful because that's kind of stereotypical because you are black, and you are an amazing style, you know, cut, you know, you're known for cutting and coloring. So is that just a stereotype that we need to bury and throw away? You know, are there, is it, is, you know, what do you say? Let me let you take it over.
That's hogwash. That's not true.
I knew you were going to let me have it. I said, oh, my God, he's going to kill me for saying this morning.
In today's time, it's on the individual, basically, versus a Vidal Sassoon Academy or a Paul Mitchell System Salon. Pretty much most stylists are going solo salons. They have their own little studio. And it's about branding and marketing yourself. But I tell people all the time, stay in your lane or master it all. You know, so what you specialize in, you know, if I specialize in hair coloring, that means I've put the time in, I understand the color wheel, I can mix colors, I understand the porosity control, what volume of peroxide I'm using, you know, just learning how to, you know, even correct color. So with that being a colorist is, you know, this is an amazing thing because that's more revenue into your, you know, repertoire of, you know, services that you can offer a client.
Exactly. And you know, I did clean it up a bit because I did let in with, yes, I know this is a little, and I know Ms. Terry probably felt the same way because we really have to not give in to stereotypes. You know, that's part of the problem. And I know I contributed to it this morning, so I'm self-correcting. And I knew that you would you let me have it a little bit. But
now there is a fear amongst between the ethnicities, you know, because, you know, we wear chemicals. So we might wear a relaxer, which is a sodium hydroxide, and you want to wear a permanent color, which is an aniline derivative. Mm-hmm. And you mix those two, and if you don't have the timing in between, you can cause breakage and loss. Now, error, a lot of people stay away from high lift blondes or going into that. That's why I said, well, just buy a piece and sew it in, you know, and give you the highlights that way. You know, so I can say that honestly too.
That's cool. Wow. And that might really preserve their hair. Wow. I tell you, this is a big, big subject. And that's why we wanted you here each week, Smooth Black, to talk about it. Now, you also, something that we, and then I'm going to turn it over to Ms. Terry. I know she has a couple questions to ask you, but you also created Smooth Black, Inc. Smooth Black, Inc., to me, is an entrepreneurial. I mean, you're an entrepreneur as a hairstylist and running your own shops and all of that. But what encouraged you to, you know, that said, you know, I got to really create like a business, you know, a corporation, if you will. What was it that inspired you to do that, Smooth Black, a.k.a. Troy Ballard?
Over 28 years, you know, behind that chair, learning the business portion of, you know, not just being a hairstylist per se, I can cut hair, I can make money, but now it's time to really build the business and the brand and market. yourself, because I got some things coming out that I believe that's going to help the stylist go to the next level. So it's all about elevation. So with Smooth Black Ink, you know, it's just an umbrella that I'm putting things up under that, you know, is just going to, you know, just take me, you know, to the next level. And in business, you know, I'm still learning, you know, and ever learning and trying to get a good understanding, but trying to create wealth and leave an inheritance to my children. You know, I got a long way to go, Carrie, and a short time to get there. He said, but we're going to do this.
Oh.
It's going
down. I hear you. I hear you. Well, listen, we are very excited that you've chosen Hair Radio to do it with. This is something that I think, yeah, you're doing a great job. But you also, you know, speaking of which, you work with other brands, helping other brands. You know, I kind of like want to say platform artistry, if you will, to some degree. Don't you kind of helping them to you know, demonstrate their products and to put their products out that are good for the, you know, the clients and all that.
Oh, yeah, it's a blessing, you know, to be chosen to represent a brand to, you know, help someone build their you know, professional hair system or whatever line that I'm currently using. I usually become an educator. And that's learning, you know, the whens, the whys, and the hows, and learning the ingredients and the benefits of using that certain brand.
Well, you know what? We are loving this. I have some questions I'll ask on the other side of Ms. Terry jumping in. I also want to invite our listeners, because we have folks tuned in right now from everywhere, literally all over the country, and other folks who are listening outside of the country. They're basically online listening in. But if you have a question for Smooth Black, we're just going to toss it out there. This is a good time to press 1, and we'll see if we can get them to answer your question live right now on the air. So I'm going to toss you a hard ball. Troy Ballard, we're going to toss you in a little surprise here. So if you guys have something you want to say, please, this is a great time to do it. We always do something with you called Stylist to Stylist on the show, in which we have Miss Terry being a hairstylist outside of the Atlanta area, down in Georgia, and being able to talk to the legendary Smooth Black from sunny Southern California, from out in the kind of like the San Bernardino area, I want to say. And you can correct me if that's not correct. But we love it. So we love having you on and getting up early and, you know, asking all these questions. Ms. Terry, what would you like to toss in this morning to Smooth Black?
Again, Smooth Black, welcome to the show.
Yes, welcome.
I have a couple of questions for you this morning. And the first question for you is, what do you think is the most critical part of being a hairstylist?
The most critical part of being a hairstylist.
The most critical part of being a hairstylist is getting a great education in what he's doing. I mean, you have to really know. You know, a lot of people get into it and, you know, and they think it's just, you know, a quick way to make money. But it's not. When you really study hair, get into trichology and understanding the fundamentals and, you know, it is an art and we're artists. But it is really critical that, you know, knowledge is power. So when we're talking about hair coloring, there's classes out there that you can go to that help you understand what developer to use. Understanding from a level 1 to a level 10, you know, 1 being the darkest, 10 being the lightest, but how to achieve that and keep that air healthy on the, you know, on the client's scalp. So, but it's so critical that, you know, you continue to educate yourself. And if you would do that, you know, you can help, because even as you go out and get advanced education, that's when you come back to your chair and you give yourself a raise, you know, because I learned something new, I'm going to offer it to you. I always remember the Rene Russo, Thomas Crown Affair was the movie, but Rene Russo and the stylist would be $700 for that bob alone. But the thing is, as I marketed it, it was my bob, I cut it. If you want this exact bob, come see me. And with Halle Berry and other stylists, I know him personally, Nico, at the time, with that little soft, short, bumping hairstyle. Oh, my God, he made a killing just educating others. But when you can learn something, and that's the critical to me, it is just continue your education, continue to learn and yearn, and, you know, because if you learn more, you can earn more, you know. So those are things that's critical to me.
Wow. Well, that seemed like that was the big thing. Like I said, I remember the Hair Radio Morning Show because we were on, and mm-hmm. I remember everything was about Miss Halle Berry for years on this broadcast. And in everything that you – no, honestly, it was the Halle Berry cut or the Halle Berry look.
Oh, no. Yeah, it was really popular.
Exactly, and that was the thing. And I have to give kudos to her as well, because she took a lot of flack at first. You know, she really did. It's very difficult to build a career in Hollywood, and she did an amazing job and kind of shocked the world with that beautiful, you know, look that she has demonstrated over the years, and to become award winning and all that. So, but like you said, there is always a hairstylist standing behind these celebrities. Yeah, and maybe more than one. So, you know, it's just there's always somebody that's creating that look. So is that something that you guys just have an eye for, or do you kind of take the person into consideration, like, you know, during your consultations and all that kind of stuff? But I think you just kind of go for it with, you know, what you imagine that person, you know, the look for that person. Is that right? Or how do you explain that, Troy Ballard?
Well, so if I had a new patron that came to me, I'm not concerned about where they've been. My job today is to give you a service that you're not going to forget. I want it to be, you know, first of all, the salon that I work in is very clean. You know, with all this COVID, we even had to step it up a little bit more with the sanitation. But we've always been, you know, mindful of sanitation. But the experience, yeah. You know, I've never seen you before. I need to know what are your interests are. You know, your desire to go short, medium, long, bob, color, you know, put all the things together. Because a lot of times as stylists, we can actually write a prescription now because they say you have a PhD. I'm a professional hairdresser, and I can tell you this is what you need, and you need to go this, and you need to do this. And if you offer that to them yourself, then that's retail where you can, you know, make more money on the end by retailing them the products that you use. Because my concern is when you're away from my chair, you know, what are you using? You know, because once you're in my chair, I always tell them your hair don't belong to you. It belongs to me now. You know, sometimes over the years I had to develop that. But once you gain the individual's trust, you know, they'll sit in your chair and they really don't care. All you need to do is give me a direction that you want to go in. I want it short. How short? You know. But from there, now it becomes the creative juices that come from each one of us. You know, as cosmetological entrepreneurs, we all have to develop it. Each one of us have a set skill pattern that will definitely show in what you like or what you're creative in, whether it's being an updo stylist, creative sculpting, or a shortcut master that, you know, ooh, short is in. But to cut a smooth, clean A-line bob and, you know, learning direction and symmetry and angles is so important. So those are the things that is going to help a stylist go to the next level. And I was going to say that continue that education is that's critical. When she said it was critical, it is.
I'm loving it. Okay. I'm going to have to kind of steal that PhD for the hairstylist I work with. Can I borrow that professional? What was that again? PhD, professional hairdresser. I love that.
Yeah, but you know, old school people, they used to call them hairdressers, you know, but now we're hairstylists. I'm this.
Well, this is true. Well, some folks, I interviewed Jackie Onassis. She was married to President Kennedy. I interviewed her hairstylist, and he was on our show. And he's actually a good friend of mine here in New York. And he was like the only person I've interviewed in many years that, you know, he's like, you know, her hairdresser. And that's the only, he doesn't say stylist at all. Hairdresser, that's where he got it parked. Listen, I want to turn back to Ms. Terry. I know she may have a follow-up question. And then I want to ask you, we ended last time talking a little bit about tipping and all that wonderful good stuff. And I really didn't let you finish. It was really, we only had like 30 seconds. So I think today we'll ask you a little bit more about the whole tipping thing. Ms. Terry, what else might you have for Smooth Black this morning?
Okay, question number two. Which skills have made you successful in your position as a hairstylist?
Could you repeat that one time? I didn't catch the front part.
Which skill or skills have made you successful in your position as a hairstylist?
I would have to say my ability to cut hair.
Why? I love that. Tell us why.
Well, you know, the basis of a great hairstyle starts with a great cut. Now, if you get your cutting down, you know, if a great cut is style itself. You don't have to put, you know, with us, we use Marshall curling irons. You know, we go in and we, you know, still use heat, thermal texturizing that hair, really changing the structure of it, and, you know, putting the curl pattern in or pulling it into a straight configuration. But it's all about the cut. You know, if you get the cut right, it makes, because even when your client's away from the chair and they're somewhere, they're still going to be getting compliments maybe 2 weeks later, you know, and they're like, oh, it's time for me to get it done. And they're still getting compliments because they have shape, they have symmetry, and it's going to look good regardless just because of the cut. The cut makes everything.
Wow. Okay. What about you, Ms. Terry? What do you think about that response?
I feel the same way. I mean, your skill set says a lot about you, and being able to communicate with the customer, your skill set, and being able to communicate with the customer. I want to go back to what we were talking about, being the most critical. Communication is a big deal for me, at least in my chair. Like, the first time you come see me, I'm not really even trying to cut your hair or anything. On the first couple of visits, I'm trying to really get to know the customer and let the customer get to know me so that we can build a relationship where that person will trust you and what you're telling them and what you're telling them they need to do to get that wonderful, healthy hair and keep it even away from the salon. So I definitely...
Well, let me jump in and ask you a question on that, Ms. Terry, because this is what I found, and Smooth Black, you can also weigh in on it. I spoke with a stylist just yesterday or day before, and she was saying that when someone asked her, they called in and wanted to book an appointment, and they really, I think she said either they came in and she... You know, when she met with, they didn't have the time to even listen. They just want what they want. They wanted what they wanted, and they were kind of rushing her on and just yesing to everything kind of thing. And I said, wow, because I said, the moment that anything goes awry, you're going to catch the blame, so to speak. So, you know, has that happened to you guys, Smooth Black? I can't imagine anybody rushing you along with that booming voice or, you know, sounding like Barry White. Nobody's rushing you along. But but have you ever heard of anything like that, or are they just, you know, not really paying attention to what you're trying to figure out to help them?
Well, one, as me, I'm very assertive. I take command, and, you know, but it's in love. You know, because over the years I've learned to develop that, you know, we're in it. I make money off of a service, and I have to balance my day where I can get as many services in without keeping my client there 2 or 3 hours, you know, and still, you know, being able. But that's learning technique, learning corrective color, learning how to color. So you got to know when, why, and what. So when my client sits and we have a quick consultation, and I've assessed the situation, I'm brutally honest. I tell them what they need. And after that, you know, I can be gentle with you, or we can go extreme and get it to where anything that's unhealthy is like cancer. I want to get it all, you know, and we're going to make your hair And, you know, but that, they see the end result when that hair is silked out, his body, my hair has never been as straight, this sheen, this shine, all of that because of the time that I took in to educate myself and the knowledge and the products that I use. I use good products. My products cost good money. So my services reflect all of that together. So when a client comes to me now, it's my reputation because I get word of mouth now. I don't really advertise, per se, radio boards like that. No, word of mouth. They know who I am in my area, and, you know, it's been a blessing. But when she said communication, yes, it's critical. And but sometimes some people will come just for that one. They'll just come and get the cut. You won't see them no more. I'm trying, like you say, develop a relationship. Because by the time, if you don't have in your conversation with that client, you know, by the end of your service, my appointment book right there, and it behooves you to put your name in it because, you know, I want to, you know, I want to take care of your hair, you know, and I try to make my prices reasonable where they can afford to come see me weekly or biweekly. I have a great talent. I can charge way more, but I feel like God has gifted me. I work with my hands, you know, so what I get, the more I give, the more I receive, and I'm still at the top stylist rate in the area for my services because of the difference between someone who got out of beauty college a year ago, but if they got them skills and they got the personality and they know how to market and sell themselves, man, get your money. But what I'm charging you is going to be different from their prices, you know, but my work should reflect the price. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Well, that's where we were going to kind of go leading into the tip talk. But
right.
I'm just blown away with that. And I think the question I always have was, should you tip, if the hairstylist is the owner, should you pass along the tip or not? Because they're the owner, so you don't have to tip. And I think that's what I was driving at. And I forget what your answer was, what your response to it, but we've got a minute or two before we close out today. What do you want to say to the whole tipping thing? And then I'm going to put it to rest.
Okay, well, the question you asked was with the owner, you know, and they if they provided the service, it's only right for me to, you know, tip, I believe, you know, especially if they get a good job. You know, I found that the only reason I don't tip is probably I don't have the money to tip. I already just came that I can cover the service. But, you know, if I come back to you and get another service, you won already because now I got a repeat customer, you know. I learned in beauty college, and they used to tell me that. I said, well, they didn't tip me. I said, yes, they did. She said, how you mean it?
That was your
every
tip.
Every time they sit in your chair, you have a chance to experience. The more repetitious you are, the more things become mechanical and it's easier to do. So it's like, okay, I know how to, you know, time is money. So I know how to get this hair healthy now. It's going to take reconstruction, this and that. But time is money. If I ever go in there deep reconduction, I'm going to charge you for it. You know, I'm getting everything to where when you came in, your hair was dry, brilliant, and breaking. Give me 6 months. I'm going to reconstruct that hair. I'm going to give you something that people are going to give you a compliment every time you walk out. If you don't get a compliment, I didn't do my job. But it's just about taking care of that hair, educating yourself. And the tips will come, believe me. And your clients may even give you a raise without even knowing. Because I charge a certain amount, they still give me, you know, I'm blessed.
Wow. Well, that just shows their appreciation, I guess, in every way. I think that is just awesome. Well, listen, I am just going to say thank you, Smooth Black. You are here with us each Wednesday morning at 8:30 live all the way from Southern California. And we're here in New York, so we just appreciate you. Our listeners are from all over the United States and, as I mentioned earlier, over in Africa and Italy and Canada and just about everywhere you can think. So we don't want to leave those folks out and Australia and all of that. So we shout out to all of you guys. Any closing thought this morning that you want to kind of – you usually give us a – I call it the intro, the Smooth Black intro, and a Smooth Black outro. You give us some – good inspirational words that kind of holds us over until we meet again next week on Wednesday with you. What would you like to say to folks this morning?
Well, I just encourage my brothers and sisters, you know, to take the time out to, I say meditate, just to think about things before you, you know, just go out and do it, you know. Take the time to enjoy the scenery, look around, and see what's really going on in our society today. And then if you have a prayer life, thank God for what he's done for you, what he's getting ready to do
all
for
right.
you in your life, and to expect great things. I tell my brothers and sisters always think optimistic. Stay in a positive state of mind. And I'm telling you, as a man thinketh, so is he. So I just encourage people,
awesome.
I love you. God bless you. God keep you. And to the Kerry Hines Show, you're doing great things. And keep on doing it.
Thank you. And thank you for being with us. We'll see you guys back here tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 for a new show. Miss Terry, thank you. Smooth blessings.